Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 yes. This is Biz. This is Biz. Welcome to another week. I'm walking from work, kind of winded. Welcome to another week. This is Monday Madness, featuring Jay Barnes and Grudge Inc. I'm filling in for Jay tonight. I'm gonna have a little background noise, so you guys bear with me. I'm leaving the dealership. Just frustrated with a customer that just left the dealership. Man, they said you can't fix stupid. In the business that we're in selling cars, they say you can't fix stupid. So I just got through dealing with stupid. So that's why the show is a little late tonight. But we got a big weekend coming up. They keep saying this is the third annual. Yeah, I guess it is the third annual. DJ Grant race. I was thinking it was the second annual because I thought last year was the first race DJ gave, but this is the third. They keep saying it's the third, so third annual Mayday Grudge Inc. A birthday. We're gonna get a DJ on real soon. Real soon, so we can explain what's going down at his race. But we had a few things over the weekend, and I do want to say something about it. We had the shadow going against Gotham City of Batman, and I knew it was gonna catch up to the shadow sooner or later. If you keep playing with fire, you're going to get burnt. And he kept playing with them damn pro mods. And by him being a back half cop, I knew by him keep playing with them damn back half, them pro mods, he was going to get burnt. So I was happy to see him, but I just know stock suspension cars and stock suspension cars ain't got no business playing with no back half cars, and don't no back half cars business keep meddling with them pro mods. They just two totally different cars. So it was a good race, but all in all, somebody got some background noise, I just knew the shadow could not keep playing with them pro mods. They got a hell of a team over there. They got a hell of an owner. They got a hell of a driver. They got a hell of a tuner. But you cannot keep playing with them pro mods. So, but we got a big, big, big weekend coming up over in Montgomery, Alabama. Host DJ Grant. Everybody from far and near is planning on being there. And it's Sunday. It's a Sunday race, May 18th. So I'm leaving out probably Saturday night, catch me a room, and then get up and fellowship and see some good grudge racing. My man Witt and the 901 Bad Boy is going to be in the house. Tony Bynes going to be in the house. But Naked gonna be in the house.
Biz. I know DJ Grant is on. I mean, he's just sitting on there listening. I don't know why he won't say nothing.
Hey, let me go. He's doing so damn well. What I need to say?
I got a race to promote May 18th. Just hold on. you don't know nothing about this race, DJ. Hey, we got Fun Nigga going to be in the house. We got Juvenile going to be in the house. We got Tar Baby going to be in the house. I think Stone Cold might even be in the house. We're going to have a lot of Rudd racers.
Tony Wright,
the Hitler, will be in the house. We got so many heavy hitters.
Cold Killer.
Going to be in the house. Cold Killer going to be. There you go, DJ. Man, help me out a little bit, DJ. We got CK Cold Killer going to be in the house. I'm sure Titan Man will be somewhere. We go, Jody over there.
CC and Jody going to be in the house. They were with
awesome. Okay, CC and Jody gonna be in the house. Hey man, this is one race you do not want to miss. Hey, and we gonna have somebody with some Grudge Patrol there with a microphone that's gonna call out some fake racers. We don't need no test of tune session. We need some grudging. So, we got DJ Grant on. We're going to let him explain the festivities or the itinerary of what's going on.
I'm going to give the rest of it tomorrow because tomorrow I'm going to be telling all the official lock-ins. But right now, as it sits, we got at least about 10 locked-in grudge races already locked.
All right. So.
Already got 10. So it's like you ain't coming nowhere to just sit around and ain't gonna see no racing. It's gonna be some actual grudge racing. And we got two shootouts. We got the Bad Blood First Chance Bad Blood playoffs, and which is Nitro Small Block 28-29, and Extreme 28-29. You know, two shootouts running that day also. Along with the grudge races that's already locked in, 6-0 and 7-0 to keep some, you know, keep some heat in the track. So, I mean, plan on coming and seeing some racing and seeing everybody you like to see. And you know, ain't no reason if they there with the car, ain't no reason, you know, two people shouldn't get down. If they don't get down on their own, you get a chance to see them get down in the shootout.
Well, you tell your boy Butt Naked that I'll probably want to run them to, like, maybe the not 60-foot mark. I'm going to run them for $50 to the 60-foot mark on feet. I done had two massages in the last week. I feel pretty good. That woman did some stuff to my body that I ain't know I can still do. Damn it. I feel pretty good. So tell them. Tell him to take that Fulham shirt. I want him to have his Gene Fulham shirt on, too. Have his Gene Fulham shirt on.
I might need that number. If it's like that, man, I might need that number. But, I mean, in all honesty, man, my thing is I really was trying to put together trying to put a lot of people in the same place at the same time. You know, we all get together and have a good time, man, and you know, give the spectators, you know, something to see. A lot of times we go to some races, and a lot of times we don't really get to see, you know, see no grudge racing actually get off. So that was my goal, and I appreciate everybody that, you know, that already committed to coming and showing love. So I'm doing it for the fans, and you know, I know what that's the type of race I like. I try to put on a race that I would like to go see myself, so. That's what I'm trying to do.
All right. It is, though. So y'all come on out, man. We're going to have a good time. Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir.
If you can, man, hire somebody that cooks some ribs, man. I want some good barbecue ribs.
Some good barbecue ribs. Now, you know I'm a vegetarian, but I definitely can get a hold to the right people that can make it happen.
I ain't going to ask you to taste test them. I ain't gonna have to do that.
Y'all just had to let me know if they were good. That's all.
Yeah, we just came back from Ireland, and Devin, me and Jay ate some that didn't need no sauce. So that's when you know you got good ribs. So you don't need no damn sauce.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah. So.
Yeah, the gate's gonna open about 11 o'clock. It's gonna it ought to be a real real nice day. You know, Lord willing, you give us a good clear day, we ought to have us a real good time.
Well, last time I checked, DJ, the weather was actually excellent for that day. Let me check again. Last time I checked, it was Montgomery. 83 degrees, baby, and partly sunny. Partly sunny.
That's a real good temperature. Not too hot. Yeah.
Not too hot, damn it. So, delightful with times of clouds and sun. So, it's going to be a beautiful day, a little shade, and a recipe for some good grudge racing.
That's it. All the races in the place, in the place to be. So,
hey, you know,
Tony Bynes is giving me authority to log in anybody, la-da-da-da, anybody on a 29. Period.
Hey,
you don't care who it is.
Let me ask y'all a question. This is a question I had. This is something I had. If you and the DJ, you know, a lot of guys, for some reason, I don't know. For some reason, this season has been a late developing season.
Yeah,
have y'all noticed that all the cars are not ready yet? Nobody, you know,
yep.
People are still trying to feel their way through. I mean,
you're right.
Some people
about to come out and realize they need to regroup again before they came out. I mean, it's I can tell you this now. All I can say is that what I feel like it's going to be, the later it gets in the year, the race is going to be, it's going to be that much more exciting, I feel. I think it's just going to be,
like
you said,
Dunyay is still down. Cold Killer hadn't tested yet. Tony Bynes just getting his groove going. Wick MCL.
They waiting on the other car. Like Donye's gonna be in the house, and he think he's bringing another car. He's not bringing the Regal, but I think he's bringing another car down. Team SVO, they're thrashing, trying to get the new combination, the SVO, ready to be there. If not, they'll be there with two other cars. I'm looking at debuting that business race.
Hey Jay, this is what it is. This is how I see it. I think for the guys that's north of Memphis, this is just normal for us. This is generally when we start coming out around May and June. And by for what Grudge Inc. has done as a bridge the gap, it seems like more people. This is late for the South. This is late for you for the guys in the South because you guys race year round, and it seems like more guys in the South is in the lab. But for the guys that's north of Memphis, this is normal. This is normal. We usually don't get to the track really good racing until June. And then we heating up in July and August, and damn near by October, November, we putting the cars back up. So this basically normal for me, so to speak, but for guys, south of Memphis that's used to racing all year round, then it's more and more cars that's actually in the lab. So, but it gives people like Big Dave and Jolly Rancher actually gives them a damn big
advantage
of being Grudge Race of the Year because they out kicking butt and taking names.
You're
whereas,
right.
Now, let me tell you this, Ben. You said that, though. But that's why we got to keep some good records because at the end of the year, you know how it is, we all forget what's going to happen at the beginning of the year. And people who have that end of the year push generally get a lot of credit, but the guys who came out because early on it's been pretty much a small block world, up until this point. Don't you agree?
Take for example last year, Whit and them came out the gate, putting in work, putting in work, 9-on-1, putting in work from the beginning of the year, you know, through, and they stayed steady. So then when Killer came out and make it and beat the white boy in the shootout, and then as the year went on, he picked up steam, then that's where the rift was at. Whitney did it longer, but Killer had a lot of quality wins, but he get it in a shorter span.
But then, and hats off to the teams like Killer and Primetime, but that's kind of also the advantage when you got a team that's got, you know, multiple cars. You can all, if you know, if one of them down or two of them down, you got two or three more, you can still make an event and still get some racing going on. So
yeah,
that's the advantage of having a team.
That's a big advantage.
Oh yeah.
It's a big advantage. You got more cars to engage with.
Oh yeah.
Right. But shoot, I'm looking forward to this Sunday, DJ, coming out.
I'm going down
naked,
there.
Butt naked ready?
Yeah, Butt Naked is ready. I know a little something, but I'm going to keep it to myself. But, he should be there. I mean, I know he's going to be there. He's locked in with, he's locked in with the junior car.
Oh, is Oz and them going to be there? Mississippi, stand up.
I think Ives is going to be there. There's a lot of people that's called me from the Mississippi and Louisiana area that's called me, but I think there is also another race in Mississippi or Louisiana, so it may be, you know, some of them may be going either way, but, you know, I wish them success over there, wherever they are, whoever else doing, you know, race on the same day or whatever, so. But,
okay.
It is what it is.
Yeah, well, that's good. You know, it's going to be a lot of different players and racers from all over the
country. Yeah,
all over
the country.
All
over the country.
Good. So you tell the track officials that put it on kill, because people are going to be dragging.
Yeah, I'll be down there probably 2 or 3 days this week, just, you know, making sure that all that I want to track on Super Kia, and you know, I appreciate everybody showing me love. It just means I just gotta, you know, bought me a new truck so I can doggone make some of these races. I know all these people come to support me, I got to show the love back. So,
absolutely, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
What's up, DJ? What's up, Biz?
What's going on? Yeah, that's Big Will.
What's up, Will? What's happening?
What's going on, man? Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to figure it in my plans now.
Okay, then.
I sure want to be there.
We sure want you there, brother.
Is you going to be ready? Are you going to have something ready?
This weekend?
Yeah.
I doubt it. I was hoping that I'll be ready, but I'm getting the car rewired. And I didn't know rewiring takes so damn long. You know?
Everything takes long when you're a Peter man. Pay the man up front and he'll get it done.
No. I done been on both sides.
I know a guy's got a brand new car that's trying to debut at my race. He had a bad accident and built a brand new G body, and they say it is bad on 28. I'm pretty sure he's going to be in the house. I don't want to say it just now, but he's supposed to be debuting his new car at the race also. It's got a $6,500 paint job on the car, and that's what he's trying to get done right now, get it wired. So.
Yeah, I know how it is, man. I was just kidding with this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everything takes so much time. You know how these guys is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it don't. It really don't, honestly, because I done dealt with both sides. You know, I done dealt with guys that take a lot of time, and I done dealt with one engine builder. They'll put two motors out for me at one particular time in 3 months. He redid two motors. Within 3 months, he had redid an LS motor I had in a Camaro and then the motor I had in a little Jordan. So, you know, it all depends on who you working with. You know, they get on it, that's how they, you know. But you got some that take in more work than they can even handle.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Yeah. So
right. Yeah.
Yeah, Mercy, that's for sure. But it is.
I gave
it
them. Some people can build a house in 6 weeks, and then some people build a house in 6 months. So.
I know one thing. You better put a gun to his head. It better be ready for July.
Oh, no. It'll be ready way before then. I just want to make sure to stay together by July.
Yeah, that's the next problem.
Yeah, it definitely is. I got some groceries locked in for July, so I got to make sure it's ready. I got some ducks on the line, baby, and then some ducks won't answer. I got some ducks on the line. I got some ducks that won't answer. So
you got some guys up here testing and tuning all over the street for you, Pierre, so you better be ready. You guys testing in their backyard, man.
Man, what you doing out there going to burn out in the yard?
I got to get ready for Pierce race, all right?
Hey, check it out. It better be ready by July. You're going to pay some punk out money.
There's one there.
Hey, that's one of them ducks I was talking about.
No, ain't no ducks over here, boy.
That's one of them ducks I was talking about, Big Will. Hey, you know what they always say, man? You know, you could be talking about a dog, and you don't know nobody what you get. You don't know what dog you talk about. But as soon as you throw that rock, in that pile of dog, the one that say roof roof, then you know what dog you talking about. What's going on, Terrell?
What up, Bill? Keep on, boy.
Boy, you don't have a clue what I'm gonna do to you, son.
Hey, you don't have a clue what I'm going to do to you, too, son.
I sure don't. You're going to have to make a believe out of me, buddy.
Man, you're going to make a believe out of us.
Hey, Biz, I'm telling you, Terrell and Hootie's over there in the daylight with flashlight finding parts, man. I'm telling you, them dudes are getting ready. So you better be ready, man.
Hey, there better not be no pre-owned parts. You better go to Jigs and Summit and VSI.
That's what they're doing. They're doing their homework, buddy.
Wait, boy, this gonna be an easy butt whooping here, boy.
Man, please.
Simple,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. So we got some videos coming out for you guys, man. We are looking forward to July. We are really looking forward to it. You know what I need you guys to help me with up there? We wanna have some type of right our wrongs. We're looking for something up there where we can all hold like some type of gala or get-together or meet and greet, but we don't know if we want to do it in Chicago area or if we want to do it closer to the track. And the reason why we say closer to the track is, you know, we usually stay out pretty late, 11, 12, and don't nobody really wants to travel after that. Or don't want to get up in the morning and have to take a two-hour ride to the track. So we're thinking about doing something close to the track, so where we can eat, hang out, talk some stuff, and you guys let me know if y'all want to do it in Chicago. I would rather do it closer to the track, so we're not traveling in the morning.
Now you said closer to the track. What's in the vicinity of the track? I mean, what big town?
Jackson.
I don't know.
I know
Jackson,
a partner.
Jackson.
One of my partners from Jackson too. I can ask him what's happening there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll
I'll
be what's
work
up.
On that.
That'll be what's up. Yeah. Because you know I'm all into safety, and I want to get the guys somewhere that's safe for their race cars and security for their race cars because, you know, we don't play that. We don't play that in Chicago, you know. We don't play that, the okey-doke, so.
But they check this out, though, but for the guys who coming from Chicago going to a meet and greet on a Friday, then maybe we got to drive back.
That's why I said I need y'all to, you know, maybe we can do something in the middle, maybe at Michigan City, you know what I'm saying? Somewhere like that. That's like halfway. So we can stay in Michigan City, then it's only like an hour drive to the track. You know what I'm saying? So where we can party in Michigan City, and that's like an hour drive back to Chicago. So, you know, I want it to be cool for everybody.
Right.
Right. And to be honest with you, if we're going to be out, you know, most guys drink. So I don't want, you know, the guys from Chicago to be having a good time and then got to travel back tipsy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
okay.
You know.
That's definitely something we need to toss around for a minute. We got a little time, but, that's going to be sort of a hard one to pull off, but maybe we can figure out something.
Yeah, either somewhere out of Michigan City, a bowling alley or something like that.
That's fine.
And they got a good bowling alley up there too, man, for it. Leon and them be up there, man. That's a beautiful bowling alley, food, liquor, everything big. It's really nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we can y'all get that contact information and then maybe I can book something up there and then where we can have our own lanes. You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay. Talk to Leon.
Okay.
Yep. Tell Jay Bond sends a blank check. We'll fill it out.
Yeah, we can handle that part. Came with Terrell.
Yeah, a grudge ink check. We'll fill it out.
Hey, ain't no problem. Jay, I'm good at that. Hey, Jay, need some money, Jay. Hey.
He got to do just what he do or not. Ignore you.
Yeah.
Just tell him to sign it. That's all you do, sign it. We fill out the numbers and shit and the commas behind it.
Yeah. Just give me the check, God dang. I can get it signed. I got people.
I know that's right. Well, that's a good thing, man. Looking forward to that. We're gonna see. We got a big thing planned up there. See who's the baddest, the North or the South. We got a grudge game going on, where the team captain of the North is Don Yates, and the team captain for the South is Tony Bynes. And within the next couple weeks, we're gonna let y'all know who is in what class. We're doing a street car class. We're doing a 28 class, 29 class, back half class, and a run what you run or big time class. And when I say class, it's only two cars. It's one car from the South, one car from the North. And whichever three cars win out of the five is going to take home a $5,000 prize or a $5,000 payment. So we pretty much got the street car, and they let you know about the street car. Street car, it has to be full interior. It can't have two race seats, but it must have two seats, full dash, alternator, exhaust, mufflers, turn signals, and brake lights, headlights must work. Must be nitrous. No supercharger turbo on the street car. I believe Tony is going to have Trigger Man's LSX Monster as his street car. SVO is Dodge's 28-inch tire car. Donnier's Regal is his 29-inch tire car. Tony Bynes hasn't let me know the 28-inch tire car. His Rambo Regal is the 29. So we got the first matchup set in stone, which is Donnier's Regal versus Tony Bynes' Regal. And all I'm going to say is a black Regal will win. The back half cars hasn't been set in stone yet, and the big top car hasn't been set in stone yet. But we will, before the race, we will let the fans know which car, all five cars on each side. There is no ghost cars. Both players will know who they're racing so that there is no bickering and backering at the track. Each race will be at least $1,000 bet on each race for the team captains or owners of the car. So it is a grudge race. We will not run them simultaneously. We will run one set, and maybe an hour or so later we'll run it the next set. So we're planning some good. We got some other things in talk. We're thinking about an all motor class too. Not for that particular group, but separate. We have some guys coming to us in Michigan asking about an all motor shootout. So we got to put some stipulations and some things on that all motor because some guys want to run it and cut their nitrous off. So we really don't want anything associated with nitrous on the car, so we don't have to be going through somebody's car checking to see if they sprayed or they didn't spray and all that. So if you got solenoids on your car, 9 times out of 10, we're not going to let you in that class because we don't want to have to be babysitting somebody's car. We don't want somebody to say you sprayed them, and we can't tell if you did or you didn't. So, but we got some good things in plan, and what we built, what Grudge Inc. has built over the years with the North versus the South, the main thing is grudge racing. The first 2 years, we engaged the North went against the South, and the South went against the North, and we're not trying to change that. You know, last year, well, the first year, we know that the 7-Up car was the star of the show. It won 3 grudge races. It beat 3 Lug and 3 Wheel out of Detroit, and it beat Tate. The Gangsta Boo lost that race, Some other races went down. So,
Yo. Man, I'm trying to figure out what kind of goddamn talk show I'm on, first of all.
He is bullshit-ass nigga.
Yeah, I know you do. I hate your motherfucking ass, too. But look here. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck going on, man. This race is coming up this next weekend, week after that, and week after that. And I don't hear nobody from the North talking about they trying to goddamn come down here and goddamn erase nobody. What the fuck going on, man?
Say it again?
I don't hear nobody on the phone talking about a race that's going to happen next weekend, man.
Oh, well, you got on a little late. BJ said that
I understand him. I'm talking about the people from the North. The majority of the people on the phone are from the North?
Nah, this Jay Barnes show. Nah, so majority of people are probably from the South. Well, BG, they really ain't. Dude, they just. This was the first week they got an 80 degree weather. It's been 50s and.
Man, come on. You ain't even up there no more. So don't be goddamn.
My wife is up there right now. She's been up there for
the last 2 weeks. Don't be trying to save them motherfucker, man. Them motherfuckers ain't trying to go, man.
hold on, BG.
If they were trying to go, they get on the phone, hit the one button right now, lock me in with DJ Grant.
Hey,
next weekend. Lock
hey,
me in, motherfucker.
Hey,
BG,
hey,
BG, they locked in with for Wayne Race now.
That's over and done with, man. That's over and done with. We're talking about this weekend, man.
But I'm saying they were trying to go.
What I'm telling you is, lock in. Get them to lock in now. If they were trying to go, it didn't happen. Now they should be ready to go.
Anybody north of Memphis, hit the one button. We're going to get you on with BET. Damn it, Young Money, Jimbo, Mark Craig, Brian Davis, Tate the Great, Donye, damn it, somebody hit the one button. Somebody from
any,
the North.
Anybody, any goddamn body, man. And that motherfucker said he hate to hear me talk. It got to be a motherfucker ain't racing. Because them the only motherfucker that hate to hear me come on the radio because they know I'm going to get on their motherfucking ass. For not goddamn engaged, weak bitches.
Anybody, lottie dottie, hit the one button, lock BET in. Damn it.
Goddamn right.
On
this talking lollygagging about what this fucking
YouTube
do and all this 3-4 month down the road type shit. We talking about next weekend, man.
Hey, BET.
We got a race next weekend. We got one on the Memorial Day weekend. Then we got the Bad Blood playoff. You motherfuckers ain't trying to lock in for now one of them, man. What's up?
Hey, BET, I got a question for you. I got a question for you. If we lock in a race, would they bring the car here, Ron?
What?
Would you bring the car north to run up if you like we lock in a race? We got to lock in on the event. We can lock in just do it at the track. We got to gamble. Would you bring the car here?
You're not coming up there, man.
Oh, come on, man.
We got
races
going
on. Man, come
on,
man.
We got a race every week. We got a race every fucking week, man. When that race happened up there that week, that's when we fucking come up there. We got a race every fucking week, man. Every weekend, man, we race, man. You motherfuckers ain't doing nothing but sitting on your goddamn thumb,
man. All you doing is videotaping.
I tell you what you do. Lock me the fuck in and watch me go to your motherfucker ass then. If I'm videotaping, motherfucker.
Shit, if we want to run a motherfucker from down there, bring that bitch up here. Well, we got to come down there and run you. We're going to go to a track and run.
Well,
for that money, we got to come down there to a motherfucking event. Hold on. We got to come down to a motherfucking event and run you off. We're going to run a motherfucker
well,
up here.
Get the fuck off the radio, man.
Motherfucker.
Man,
you ain't trying to do nothing, man.
If you ain't trying to come here this weekend, I don't want to talk
who
to
you. Who you trying to book? What car you trying to book?
You ain't trying to come here this weekend, man. I don't want to.
Oh,
to
man.
Well, come on, man.
Bring that bitch up here, man.
Hey, they just had a race up there. They just had a race up there a couple weeks ago. Did you race anybody?
We was up there. Y'all didn't bring not a one, man. Y'all could have
been
show.
Did you fucking race? Did you fucking race?
Y'all didn't come because of the world. It ain't even race up there.
Did you race, man?
Come on, man.
Did you race, man? You ain't
raised
no motherfucker, man.
Hey, what the Benz tell you? Benz say, man, y'all didn't show up the runners last couple weeks ago, man.
Hey, man.
He just tell
you
that.
Anybody,
hey, what
you
say, man?
Anybody.
Fuck all that.
When you ain't here, look, when you ain't down here, we still race. When
come
you
on,
ain't
man.
Here,
bring that.
We still race. If you don't bring your
man,
ass
bring your
down
ass,
here, we
bring
still
your ass
race.
Up north, man. A motherfucker ain't got to keep traveling down there to run y'all motherfucking ass. Bring your ass up here.
Stay
it's money up here, too.
Ass up there and set on your goddamn thumb then, son bitch. Stay
man,
up there
you
and
that.
Set
come
on your
man.
Goddamn thumb then. That's what you do. You ain't fucking racing. You worried about what the motherfuckers. I'm trying to race, man. If you ain't trying to race, get off the phone.
Man, we're
a
race. We want to race, too. We got to bring our ass down here, man. We got to go. We got to a motherfucking event to race somebody, man.
We fucking weekend, man. Them races up there is 2 and 3 months away. We ain't talking about them goddamn races. We coming up there then, but not now. We try to race this weekend.
Oh, so
I'm locking
the
race
and you come.
I'm
locking
the
race and you come up. If I'm locking the race and come in 2 weeks from now, you wouldn't come up. You wouldn't show up.
We already scheduled races up there. It's races scheduled in July up there, man. We ain't coming up there until July. We ain't want to talk about that. That ain't what we want to talk about. We want to talk about the 18th this weekend, man.
Go
you want
to down on 18th. We're not coming down
you
this weekend. No, we're not coming down
right,
on 18th.
Shut the fuck
nope.
up then. I don't want to talk to you.
Nah, you shut the fuck up. Go videotape.
I don't
want
to fucking talk to you then. You ain't the motherfucker.
Weak motherfucker,
I need to talk
man.
To. Lay your ass down somewhere. Biz, open the next motherfucker up.
God dang, BET, what's up?
Will, I ain't going tonight, Will. I've been off the air for a long time, man. I've been letting y'all make it with this sorry lollygagging bullshit.
No, man, fuck that motherfucker ass bullshit, man. Fuck you.
I've been letting y'all motherfucker make it, man. Now, I done had
Uncle
goddamn
Larry,
stuff.
Your mic
it's
is
a
open.
Fucking weekend. It's a weekend race coming up, man. I'm trying to go, man.
I don't want to talk
about no goddamn what happened 2 years ago. I want to talk about this fucking weekend, man. Is anybody on there ready to lock in?
Yeah, I'm ready to lock in. I'm ready to lock in right now.
Who is that?
I want to lock in with you.
Who is that?
I want to lock in with you, Cat.
Who is that?
I want you to put your red.
I want you to put your red pumps on and get your faggot self to the line.
Uncle Larry, Mike is over.
You ain't raised nobody.
I'm trying to lock you in, man. Come on, lock in. You ain't got no car, man. I tell you what,
you
I tell you what we do, BET. BET, we can lock in, baby. We can lock in. I got all types of BET. You tell your boy. Come on, man. Mute this mic, man. Hold the next mic up, man. How you going to put this on? Mute your mic. Put these motherfucking bullshit on this goddamn phone, man.
We tired of locking in for goddamn
you,
phone, man.
When I come down there, I'm going to drag you, boy. I'm going to drag you, boy.
Goddamn it, bad blood playoff, man. 1-3, man. Pick your motherfucking date, man.
1-3. Yeah, 1-3. Bro, I want you. Y'all lock in. Lock in. On 29th, 28th, lock in. Lock in. That's all you got to do, BT. I'm tired of you talking,
bro.
I'm tired of you talking. You ain't got no car, man. You ain't got no car. I want to lock in with
you. I got a car. I beat you on foot, foothead.
Yeah.
Biz, I don't want to talk to him, man. Can you mute him out?
You won't talk to me. Hold on, Larry.
Your mic is open, Larry.
Mute his mic.
Yeah, I just came in the show, man, and want to say hello to everybody, man, and pay my dues. That's all.
Okay.
All right, Larry.
And I
want
to find
Larry.
Out how everybody
I'm
was
sorry.
Doing. That's all, you know, and get back
Larry,
on mute and read the mail. Uh-huh.
Uncle Larry, I'm trying to go to a motherfucker ass, man. That's what I'm trying to do. The big race coming this weekend. Ain't you coming down here?
Hell no.
This weekend?
Yeah, DJ Grand Race.
Let's see. It's a possibility. I'm not really sure. Just right at the time. I just got back home yesterday.
Well, I'm trying to go to somebody's ass this weekend.
You gonna go with your car?
Oh, okay.
Hey, Biz, open up another mic, Biz.
Okay.
I'm right down to see tomorrow.
If there's a truck there, Hey, BET.
BET.
Leon, your mic is open, Leon.
What's happening, Ben?
Go on, baby.
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah,
I'm just
BET trying to lock somebody in, man, for DJ Grant Race on the 18th or Bad Blood. Now, which track you going to be at BET for Bad Blood? Because you know there's several tracks that are going to be open.
Well, it's going to be plenty of tracks going on, but I'll be up there in Alabama.
Okay. So Moton, Alabama, BET trying to lock somebody in for Moton, Alabama. You just let them know what kind of car you got, how you sit, and I'm sure he'll accommodate you. They also got a Memorial Day weekend. If anybody going down to Memphis, the city of Memphis, on Beale Street for Memorial Weekend and Memorial Day weekend, they're going to be over at Holly Springs, Mississippi. You know, Memphis is a hop, skip, and a jump from Holly Springs. So if y'all going down there to Whit Race down there at the Memorial Day weekend bash, which day y'all grudging? Saturday?
It's grudging Saturday. Grudgment Day on Saturday. We're going to have a shootout on Sunday.
Okay.
But, you know, grudging go on both days. It's going to be both days, but our particular grudge day is Saturday. Anybody trying to lock in? Give me somebody that want to lock in, Ben.
Well, I mean, they on the phone, BET. You know, I think you
They don't never want to talk about racing no goddamn body. They just want to get on here and talk about what the fuck they used to do and all this other lollygagging bullshit. It's time to goddamn race, man. We've been bullshitting too long. I've been off the air. You know, I just been listening to y'all motherfuckers. I ain't been saying nothing, but I'm ready to goddamn go now, man. I got a few guys in the camp, man. They can't find nobody to race. It's a DT. Get on there and do your goddamn job. Bring these motherfuckers out the bush. I got several bulldozers out here parked, goddamn it, waiting to get you motherfuckers out the bush, man. Lock the fuck in, man.
He ain't saying nothing wrong with
you. Find somebody else, Ben. Big Will, do you understand what I'm saying, Big Will?
Yeah, I understand. Like you're saying, we've been a lot of gagging and stuff, but actually this is a grudge show. It's talk about racing, talk about locking in. And I respect
you. You goddamn right. I'm sick of the goddamn bullshit. I've been letting it go for about 3-4 weeks now. I've been listening to it. But I just came on. I'm getting sick, y'all. Now, damn it. I need some goddamn action. My boy, goddamn it, they ready to go.
And that's why I'm quiet. Get it in. Get in where you fit in. You right. Kind of your business.
Goddamn right. Fuck all that bullshit. Talking about what the fuck you used to do and all that shit. Had a race up there. Ain't no motherfucker race up there. I don't want to hear that shit. Bring your goddamn ass down here or shut the fuck up. We racing down here. Until we come up there, we'll talk about that goddamn race up there. Racing up there. Y'all going to lot of gagging this bullshit. We talking about locking in with DJ Grant racing.
How the
country,
fuck you
man.
Never come, man?
No, I sure in the fuck don't. But I got plenty of motherfuckers get you fucked up.
Well, you want me to bring your car. You want me to bring your car, motherfucker.
You trying to mess nobody up. Get down, fool.
You ain't got booking rights.
You got to get down. You ain't got no booking rights.
I bet y'all get you fucked up.
I bet you won't. Or do you got to lock in.
Your bitch ass won't get in the box.
I tell you what, you got to do locking in, BET. How you going to tell somebody to mute somebody's mic, man? You playing this like you a bitch.
You ain't trying to race.
You don't know what I'm trying to race. You asked for somebody to race. Lock in, BET. BET, you know what? You make it worth my while I come down there.
Why would
make
I want to talk
my
to you? You've been talking for a whole fucking year and ain't raised
you
no
what?
Goddamn body.
You know what,
B.E.T.? Why the fuck do I need to talk to you?
B.E.T., I've been here for the last year and a half. You ain't raised nobody. You ain't did nothing but talk. You ain't got a cop. But that's okay.
I'm doing my motherfucking job,
but
bitch.
But this year, B.E.T.,
I'm
going to stick my foot down your throat and tell you how you like these nuts. That's what I'm going to do. You want them soft, you want them chopped. Which one you want?
He wants to get on there and feel like he's relevant.
Okay.
And act like he's relevant.
Okay.
Everybody
yeah,
said
right,
no motherfucker
right.
ain't trying to race, man.
I ain't trying to race. I just say you make it worth my while. I come down there to you, nigga. That's what I said. Now.
Lock in,
BET.
Lock in, BET. Who you going to send the DP money to? Because I don't trust your bitch ass.
I got your B, boy. I got your B with these nuts with your name on them. Who you with? Who you want? I told you about that B language. I told you about that B language.
Hold on. I'm going to be the judge. You said something about nuts in the mouth, so y'all open up the doors for a whole lot of stuff. Y'all want to get civil? Let's calm down. Hold on. Let's calm down.
Hey.
If you want to lock in, we can lock in. But when y'all open up the door,
that's
for
what
sex
I'm talking
plan,
about. Then that's what I'm talking
y'all,
about.
Y'all
that's
gonna get everything.
About,
so we
want to
calm down.
In,
let's calm down.
Who are you gonna send the money to? Who in the fuck are you gonna send the money to? That's all I need to know. Now lock
send
his motherfucking ass in.
Send the lock-in money to J-Bond.
For the 18th, dude.
I'm talking about now, BET. I could be there Thursday.
Right,
I got a track down there open Thursday.
Let's lock in for the Hollywood Thursday.
What? I ain't gonna be. I tell you what. I'm gonna make you spell that name to me, boy. Cause boy, I'm gonna put these nuts in your mouth. And they ain't gonna taste salt. They're gonna be
shit.
Too play like
do
some doo-doo.
Like
you just said it, boy. Okay, whatever, boy. I got you, boy.
Hey.
Whenever you feel like you want to
hey,
be
hey,
a frog, I'm gonna make you a toad, boy. I'm gonna make you a toad. Know what a toad is?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Your mic open.
Hey, Biz.
I'll be right back.
Hey, listen. BET on the line?
Yeah, he on the line.
Mr. BET, this baby boy from the west side of Chicago, me and you don't have a car, right?
You don't have a car, I don't have a car, right? You got a regular car you go back and forth and go to work with and stuff like that, right?
I'm just gonna keep it 100. BET ain't got no car, but he got power to lock people's cars.
I don't have a car neither, Ben.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying he got power to lock Witt in, Tony Bynes in. If you got power to lock somebody,
I don't want that, Biz. I want him. He got a Honda or something, a maroon Honda or something, right?
No, he don't have that no more.
What do we got?
Some kind of They were saying on talk show.
Hey,
him,
what
he
said, Biz, he doesn't want to see him racing. He got a street car. He drive back and forth to the track.
Ask him, do he got any car that he drive every day with? I'm going to lock him in with my car, and I'm going to beat his ass right now for $500 or $1,000 or better, man.
BET, you got a daily driver?
Fuck all you talking about what y'all doing down south and all this old shit. You get your ass to Biz race, I'm a baptize you.
Hey, BET, you got a daily driver?
He get in and drive it. I'm going to drive my own car. He get in and drive, I'm going to beat all the hell out of his head.
BET, you got a daily driver? I don't know. Hold on, let me check if BET still on. No, BET dropped. He just dropped.
Hey, baby boy, that's a good race. You got a regular time you drive, and he got
come on, we
time.
Need to do all that. We ain't got to do all that arguing, all this fortune and fighting. We've been having messed up weather in the north. I understand them guys in the south racing. I understand it. And Big Will, he make a valid point. They racing. They are racing. But once this weather break in the north, man, then you talk to them boys, man. Stop coming on these shows like you thorough with this shit, because you ain't nothing, man. You ain't nothing, dude.
He ain't on no more. So let me go.
Beat his ass, man.
He ain't on no more. So hold on one second. Let me open up some more mics. Hold on. Y'all done started something good, because now the mics is blowing up.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
BET don't got no car. He got a regular car. The man going to take his regular car, he drive down south, and pull his ass off, get his ass behind his street, his regular car.
I like that. That's gangster. So, on the thing, I just got to get BET.
Can I get one of those pieces?
No. Yeah, just go get some iPad out the car.
I like that,
hey,
baby boy.
No. Hey, let me open up. I like that, Leon. I like that, but I didn't want to let you know.
I do, too. I like that,
but I'm going to tell you this. I don't know how true it is. They said Whitney just bought him a brand-new car. Now, I don't know if they was playing or what, but I seen a post on Facebook that had a picture of the Honda Accord that he had. It said, rest in peace. And then on a talk show, on one of them talk shows, they said that Whitney just bought him a new car. So, you know, whatever, you know, his daily driver. So when we get him back on the phone, then we'll discuss that race. But we got about five hands up. Let me open up some mics.
Leon.
Yeah.
Tell the people what's going on up
there. 205-5133, your mic is open. Hey, did that background noise come on when I just opened that mic?
Yeah.
I think so. What up, Leon?
What up?
All right, 313-9120, your mic is open. 313-9120, your mic is open. Yeah, your mic is open, 9120, Detroit. All right. 910-5440, 910-5440. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Biz? How everybody doing
what's
out
up,
there?
Baby?
All right, this is Tony, man. Calling
what's
out of North
on,
Carolina, Fayetteville.
Okay, what's up, baby boy?
I was sitting back listening to the show just now, and I heard a young gentleman come on the phone. I believe they call him Baby Boy. I'm trying to find out, is he trying to run title for title on his car?
No, he talking about BET, man. He talking about you. BET always talking about everybody. He want to raise BET.
Oh, okay then. Okay.
Hey, Leo, you ain't got to do that. I don't want to race for title, but we can $500 to $1,000. That's a gentleman's bet, I think.
Oh, no, I want to run title for title.
Way out of my class, man. You too much mad for me. Next race, you beat me.
Hey, boy, that's what I'm saying. Stick what you say you was going to do, man. Well, let's get BET back on the phone. Anybody else, you can leave that alone. We want to
Hey, that dude from Fayetteville, we come to Benz race in July. I'll run with my Mercedes Benz. So we can lock in on that.
Oh,
but
now
he's doing no titles, though.
That's all right. I ain't doing no titles.
I do some cash. I ain't doing no titles.
I got a Mercedes. I got a Mercedes. You can take over the note.
Hey, man, I'm going back on mute, man. I'm sitting back listening to the show, man. Y'all got a good show.
Somebody just said they run title for title. Who that? Big Will?
Yeah. Tell them I run title to title. I got a mistake I'm running with.
Man, he might have all that Mercedes all hooped up and souped up.
Yes, it is.
What year is your Mercedes?
I ain't asking what year your Mercedes was.
I got an 86 and an 88,
420 SEL. You want to lock in?
I'm just asking, what year is your Mercedes?
Hey, man, he want to know too much, Will. He
want to
know too much.
I know.
He got on the race, man.
He ain't asked what's
your
baby
boy. I mean, I'm just saying, the young gentleman, Baby Boy, you know.
But
what
he said, he don't want
you. You picking up a week. First of all, he's picking up a week. I'm gonna race title to title, but I'll race you for the money, bro. You ain't gotta do all that. You're going too aggressive, man. You ain't gotta do all that.
All right, I'm back and enjoying the show, man. I'm enjoying it.
I ain't wanna know what size car, what motor, what car.
Now you wanna know all this shit.
That's weakness.
Hey,
asking them questions.
Hey, Leon, he want to run title to title. He might have a ragged ass, junk-ass Mercedes Benz. He might got some clean shit. You might want his shit. Want for his money, man. Ain't no comparison.
Hey, but when you get on the show, go to action. Which one is it? Is it 741 and all that old shit? You ain't trying to race nobody, man.
Yeah, he don't know nothing, man. Put his ass on mute, man.
I got Mississippi on the phone. Hold on. Mississippi. Let me see who this is.
I'm
Mississippi, 662-2325.
Your mic is open. That motherfucker sleep.
No, it's actually like buffering. And like the mic is open yet. 662-2325. Your mic is open. It still ain't open.
Hey, Biz.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, you got that guy who was just talking about he want to run his Benz. I got a BMW I'm running with. We can run for titles. I got something in his class.
Can't. But see, he said he want to run, but then he get on there and want to know what size is the Benz and all that old shit. You ain't trying to race. See, he got in the way.
Okay.
He got in the way.
Oh, okay.
Big boys
okay.
that beat
okay. Hey, man, y'all tougher than me. I ain't running title for nothing. Hell, I might blow my tires off. I might blow my tires off. Hell, I might sleep on the light. And then I got to get my car. Man, y'all got to be out y'all mind. Y'all got more balls than me.
Hey, you know, don't no brothers up north run for no title for title. You might not came bad enough now. See, he can drive a race when we go to Holland. I ain't heard that in a long time, title for title. Who even do that
hey,
anymore?
I got an F in my car. Goddamn, it costs $1,000. What the hell are you talking about? A title for title. I don't want to run for no title. I take your money, though, bro. Show the hell wheel.
And he got a diesel in his Mercedes-Benz.
I don't care what he get. I got something for him.
Title, but he watched too much Pinks.
Might have run that shit
off
title for title.
DJ got 10 locked-in races. Who supposed to be all locked-in?
Oh, hold on. Oh, he said tomorrow's show. I just got some text messages. AB, tell Baby Boy I'll run him. That was Big Danny. Big Danny said he'll run you, Baby Boy. That 2325 number, that's BET. Let me see if it's open. Hold on.
Yeah, it's okay. 09, bitch. It's 09.
It's 09. Okay.
Now, you get a motherfucker on the radio talking about goddamn it what he'll do, and he's been talking the same motherfucking bullshit for a fucking year and ain't did shit. I don't want to talk to people like that. I ain't trying to talk to no motherfucker like that. Talk about what the fuck I got. Everybody in the grudge world know what the fuck I do. Because I'm doing what the fuck I get paid to do. So if you bitches don't like it, move the fuck over and get the fuck out the lane. That's what you do. You get the fuck out the way. And Leon, you set your bitch ass down somewhere because you ain't finna race no goddamn body.
I want a motherfucker
that's going to goddamn race. If you ain't going to race, shut the fuck up.
You
I like what you're doing, Mr. B.
Well then, don't be talking about. I'm talking about this fucking weekend. If you can't do it this weekend, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you if you ain't racing this weekend.
Fuck down there.
Well, fuck up there. Fuck you. Ain't nobody gonna come way up there to see you, goddamn it, fucking buck up down the goddamn track, neither. Ain't nobody gonna come up way the fuck up there to see you, goddamn, not race no motherfucker, man. Shut the fuck up and let you race some goddamn body. Hey,
listen.
It's J. Barnes on the phone, man. You finna stop this goddamn bullshit on these goddamn talk shows. These weak motherfuckers on these talk shows ain't doing nothing but fucking talking, man. It's time out for that bullshit, man.
You going to
be sorry, well, it's time out for that shit. You see a motherfucker, Mike, man. We talking about some goddamn racing, man. That motherfucker ain't trying to race. They want a goddamn talk. Lollygag and bullshit. Ain't nobody with that dumb ass shit.
I like what you're doing, man. You're doing a lot for the grudge game, man.
Well, shut the fuck up and then let me do it then. That's what you do if you ain't trying to race this weekend. If you ain't trying to race this weekend, shut the fuck up and let me do what I do.
Right. What I'm saying is I get paid to do what I do,
baby boy.
Listen, B, so I don't mean no
I ain't talking about running no motherfucker. I ain't talking about running no car no 2 and 3 months away,
man.
I'm talking about
that
weekend.
I don't mean no harm, bro. I don't mean no harm. If you got a car that you drive every day, and you come...
That ain't got a motherfucking thing to do with what the fuck I'm trying to do now, man.
If you come to Beers race, I'm going to pull your ass out if you drive your everyday car,
you ain't
going to
pull no motherfucking ass out. How many ass have you done pulled out already, then? How many you done already? What makes me think you going to do something now, motherfucker? What makes me think you going to do something now? By
your
I mean, the answer how you pulled out already, motherfucker.
You'll be my first. You'll be my first.
Well, I don't need to talk to you. And fuck, I need to waste time talking to you. You ain't did shit. Fuck you.
Right. You ain't did shit either.
I'm doing it now, motherfucker.
That's all you
I'm
can
doing
do.
It now.
You ain't do nothing, BET. You ain't doing nothing, man.
I
race you on foot, BET.
These motherfuckers,
hey,
boy, I tell you the goddamn
I run you on foot.
When you mute them motherfucking mics, man. Man, Ben, why you don't mute that goddamn mic, man?
Check yourself, boy.
Ain't nobody trying to talk to you. You ain't talking about what the fuck I need to talk about, man. I don't need to talk to you. That's what I'm telling you.
Ben,
mute that mic, man, and let's try to get some lock-in races for the weekend, man. Can you do that? Where the fuck Jay Barnes at, man? Who run this goddamn show, man?
You know what? I ain't mad at you, sucker.
Who the fuck running this goddamn show, man?
We running this show.
Motherfucker, Mike, man. Mute Baby Boy, mute Cadillac, mute Leon, mute them motherfuckers, Mike, man. That I ain't trying to talk to them, man.
Well, hang up then.
I'm trying to find some goddamn body gonna race this weekend. Listen at that weak motherfucker there. Ain't done shit, but on these radios every fucking night trying to voice it,
I'm
trying to be relevant.
Good. I'm living good on the life. I'm living strut down.
Hey, baby boy. Hey, BET said they paying him to do that shit. BET like a gopher, man. Now you pay a motherfucker carry dope to the motherfucker on state line. I like BET, man. He a fucking gopher. They got him doing his dirty work.
Well, whatever I am, I'm good at it. Whatever you claim to be, you ain't doing shit there. You ain't doing
shit.
Yeah,
what
the
motherfucker you ever want?
You
ain't want shit.
Mute that motherfucking mic, bitch.
I got two more hands up. They want to get in on this call. Hold on 1 second.
Mute them motherfuckers
and they
out,
from
man.
Up north. 773-2149.
I just want to say, fuck BT and the boat he rolled in on. He always talking shit. He ain't going to do nothing. Fuck him.
That's
fuck
right.
That.
Lock me in then. Lock me in then, weak motherfucker. Lock me in then.
Sucker.
Lock me in then. That's what you do. If BET ain't gonna do nothing, lock me the fuck in. Win me some money, man.
Yeah, motherfucker, motherfucking stop riding other niggas' dick, fag ass nigga. Get your
lock
car and stop riding other niggas' dick.
Lock me in then, you weak bitch.
Stop riding other niggas' dick, fag ass nigga.
Sound like you ride some motherfucker dick now. You sound like you ride some motherfucker dick now trying to keep me quiet. Fuck you. You weak bitch.
Hey, be up and
rape
you.
You a lot of mouth. You ain't gonna do shit. Fuck you, pussy ass.
I'm doing what
damn
the fuck I do. You ain't gonna do shit. Who the fuck you raised this year? If we
anybody
5 months in the goddamn
video?
In the season, how many races
BET,
you have?
You
motherfucker, I'm eating shrimp and crab legs. The fuck you eating? Piece of puzzle down there? Fuck you, down there.
Yeah, that's I'm doing all that. You jokes, you was a fucking jokester. We trying to race, man. You bitches ain't trying to race.
You ain't
get
got
off
nothing
the fucking
to race,
radio.
BET. You ain't got nothing
get
to race.
Get the fuck
with
off the radio.
Your mouth.
Biz, I don't know what the fuck is you opening these weak motherfucking mic up, man. If you want to mute these motherfuckers, toe-ass motherfuckers, mic, man.
I got one more mic. Hold on,
man,
fellas. Hold on,
fellas.
Where
the fuck they bars at? Where the fuck they bars at?
I got one more mic. Hold on, one more mic. 414-6614, Wisconsin. 414-6614. Your mic is open.
What's going on, y'all? This Stokes, man, B-Side Strange.
What's going on, Stokes? Welcome to Monday Madness, baby.
Yeah, I hear this motherfucker rocking tonight, goddammit.
You know why it's rocking. You know why it's rocking,
man.
Too, don't you, Stokes? Motherfucking right.
BET,
you
man.
You know why
everybody
goddamn
there.
Rocking.
You a sucker.
Hey, BET, man, everybody ain't going down to Alabama this weekend. I'm up here.
All right, then. I don't
want
to talk to them, Stokes. That's what
I'm saying. Get off the line, then. Get off the line, then.
That's my whole thing, Stokes. If they not trying to race this weekend, I don't need to talk to them. I'm trying to talk
to
somebody trying to race this weekend.
There ain't nobody coming down there, man.
Somebody's coming down there to that weak show.
Hold on. Somebody just said ain't nobody coming down there to that weak show. Who said that?
You know what I'm saying? They want... They
motherfuckers.
Oh,
they
want fucking weak.
They
have
up,
niggas
man.
Up there and they
shit on fucking. Yeah, hold on. I'm going to be the police now. Somebody just said ain't nobody coming down there to that weak show. Okay, that's DJ Grant's show, Grudge Inc. show. Now,
that's
I just want to know.
That's what I'm saying. Stand
up. Stand up. Let me know. Who said they ain't coming down there to that weak show? I want to know.
That weak motherfucker ain't going to say he said it. He ain't going to say he said it. Weak bitch.
BET said that.
He ain't gonna say he said it. You know what I'm saying?
He said that shit.
Hang motherfucking ass up, Biz. Biz, hang them bitches up, man. I'm telling you what to do. Get them bitches off the radio, man.
Hey, I just got back in good graces with my homeboys. I can't hang them up now,
hey, man,
BET. I
man,
can't do it.
Man, Biz, ain't no sense. Hey, man, you gonna do excellent without them motherfuckers, man. You're going to do excellent without them motherfuckers, man. You don't need them, Biz. I'm telling you, man. Get them motherfuckers off the show, man.
All right, well, you stay there.
They ain't going to do nothing but hate on you when you goddamn leave them up there.
And you see how
hard
the fuck
they're
going to do?
Hey, man, that's why I love, I love the South invading the North, baby. It's like the it's like, what's it, the McCoys and the what? The Hatfields and the McCoys. I love it. I love it.
Dude, when you hang them motherfuckers up, man, give me somebody goddamn it going to race this weekend. Can you do that?
Hey, BET. Hey, BET. Hey, BET. You pay me, I come down there. I come down there, and I lock in with you. Cause you nothing.
How much you need?
I got to get
the
pay. What? I need $3,500 to come down there.
Oh, okay. And how much you betting?
Whatever.
Man, why are you talking to that dumb son of a bitch, man?
I got you dumb, fool.
I didn't know he was gonna say $3,500. I was just gonna see if paying him and us, you know, engaging will be cost efficient. That's why I asked him how much. You know, Tony Bynes don't even charge $3,500.
Hey,
Tony Bynes don't even charge $3,500 to come up to Chicago. So, you know, that's $3,500. That's a lot of money. So I gotta bow down on that. I can't do
that.
That's
gonna race with. That man ain't gonna race nobody. Ain't did shit yet.
No, he said no. Listen, he said pay him to come down and he will lock in.
Man.
Oh shit.
Hey, Bid.
Well, give it to him.
Hey,
Bid. Give it to him and see what he do.
Hey, Bid. Hey, Bid. This is what you need to do, man. You need to get that weak girl off the show. He don't want to do nothing. I'm going to lock in. I'm going to make him pay me. I'm going to show you. I'll show you. I'm that nigga. I'm that nigga for sure. I wants to see him go.
Shit. You the fakest motherfucker.
Hey, I ain't.
You ain't shit. You the fakest motherfucker in Chicago. When you got that little bit of money, you motherfucker, you turned on all your motherfucking boys and looked out on your broke ass motherfucker. Now you don't want to goddamn even throw your hand up to the motherfucker. You weak bitch.
You weak.
You fuck off the goddamn motherfucker.
I bet y'all got more money than you got.
You ain't got shit but a motherfucker's mouth. That's all you doing is talking, man. You ain't doing shit, man, but talking. I'm trying to lock your bitch ass in. What I'm trying to do?
I can't.
Lock the fuck in.
That's
what the fuck I'm trying to do.
You ain't gonna do nothing, man. You ain't gonna do nothing.
Well, lock in and see then, motherfucker.
You ain't gonna
lock
do nothing.
You weak motherfuckers. Nobody want to talk to y'all weak motherfuckers.
Big Will, your mic is open. Big Will, your mic is open. Hey, Wick, your mic is open.
You motherfucking went crazy.
Hey, is that what you're doing with?
Why is you?
Huh? What you say, Whit?
You said that Whit.
Yeah, Whit mic open.
He motherfuckers.
Hey, Whit, your mic open, Whit.
Hey, this shit crazy.
hey, Whit, they've been going at it for about 45 minutes, man. It ain't been this hot in about 6 months, Whit. I'm loving it.
Can you hear me, Biz?
Yeah. Who that?
It's Biz. It's Whit, Biz. Hey, check it out, though, Biz. Hey, y'all got some crazy shit going on. But look, Biz, I want to say, you know, if I can, I ain't trying to be bothered, but I'm not going to move. I've been listening to the shows and stuff. I listened to the show that Mr. B was on. I listened to a couple other shows. I listened to a show yesterday, Brian Danielson was on. And I noticed how they were saying that a lot of races not getting off because of stiff. A lot of guys not racing because of this and that. And Brian Davis was saying something about what he was saying. He was saying that
I heard them last night.
Yeah, what was they saying last night?
They were just talking about, you know, a lot of people trying to trick people and lock in.
One thing they said that a lot of guys are teaming up. Let me explain something to these guys about this teaming up shit where they won't get it twisted. When they say teaming up, when Tony Bynes and Tony Wright say they teamed up,
That's because Tony Wright or Tony Bynum got one or another motor in their car. When somebody team up, they got something that belongs to them in this other person's car. Don't get it twisted like they just teaming up. Just to be teaming up. These people are switching motors, switching transmission, and you don't want to run your own motor. You don't want to run your own transmission. That's why these people are teaming up. They're not just teaming up to just for the fun of it. They trying to fuck somebody up when they team up. So don't think it's a game. And there's enough garage racers, goddamn it, to team up. Now, I'm going to tell you my input on this deal. Y'all can say I'm being biased or not. I think up north is not pulling their weight. That's what I'm thinking. Up north is not pulling their weight for the grudge game. Now, that's my intake on it. Motherfuckers can say, I ain't got no call, I ain't doing this, whatever they want to say about me. But from the looks of everything, it seems like up north do all the goddamn complaining about stealing and this and that. Everybody else is racing except up north. All the time up north to race is when Brian Davis came down to Mike Hill race and did that little shootout. Other than that, you ain't heard shit from Brian Davis. Like he said, he got to work. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not taking that man from his job. He the only one running his business. But at the same time, the other people racing. Everybody else is racing. Everybody's got a race every weekend. Girls race. The only person that ain't is the guy up north, and they the only ones are complaining about skips and people teaming up and this and that. I think
bullshit. A bunch of bullshit.
And start goddamn getting in that box. Now, that's just my input. And I ain't saying that because BET arguing with these guys from up north or nothing like that. That's their argument. But what I've noticed is up north ain't doing no, even when y'all had a grudge race, oh, we can't wait to get out. The weather fucked up. We dying to get out. And then get all the way up there and did no motherfucker race. So, from the looks of it to me, up north need to start pulling their weight.
Hey, Wick, our race will start June 7th, man, and June 7th, everybody start getting it on. All that events started June 7th, so we don't race.
Okay.
We had nothing going on since then. The first race was Wayne race.
That's a lie.
The first event we had was Wayne race.
We done been to goddamn Battlefield. We done been to goddamn it, Texas. We done been to goddamn it,
We talking about down south. You talking about down south. We talking about up north. We said up north. We said Texas. Come up north.
But what I'm saying is, when y'all got a chance to go to Milan and race, then nobody even
didn't do shit.
We
didn't go to Milan.
It was raining, man. It was
raining.
That's
50%. That's
50%.
50%,
dude. You supposed to come. You didn't come. You supposed to show up.
You supposed to show up. You didn't show up.
But the guys that did go, why didn't they race and say, so desperate to race? Oh, we desperate. We got the weather been fucked up. We can't wait to get there and then don't get there and then don't race. Something wrong with my car. Even goddamn it, if I had all that goddamn snow, something could have been wrong with my car. I still would have ran me a motherfucker. Fuck it.
Radio gangsters, man. That's
he
all
didn't come up here, man.
Y'all waiting on June to race. If you want to race so goddamn bad, you bring your ass down south.
We ain't coming down there, man.
We
ain't coming down there, man. We ain't coming down there. We ain't going to put a wild thing up here. We then we're going to travel, man.
What we missing? Shit, you ain't racing.
We ain't missing the motherfucker thing.
Hey, Benz, you must not be from up there, because when your car got oil pressure, you going. You can't be from goddamn Chicago up north.
But you know what? I'm gonna say this. most of the guys, man. Honest, real talk. Most of the guys' cars are still in the shop. Eastside Strain the Hawk, they don't have oil pressure. Donier don't have oil pressure. Tate don't have oil pressure.
Right.
Three Love don't have oil pressure. Leon don't have oil pressure. Most of the true grudge race. You know what? One thing people don't, and I'm gonna be 100. We're talking about one state when we talk about Chicago, or we talk about one state when we talk about freaking Detroit. One state. When we talk about the South, God dog, we talk about Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi. All, you know, you got so many states that's considered the freaking South.
But the thing
so,
is, Biz, they started hollering about skip this, we skipping that. These people down here racing, Biz. Don Mack from Mississippi don't even come to the fucking track unless he race. He don't leave the track unless he runs somebody, man. These people down here
are racing, man. They don't give a fuck.
Hey, I got to say something though. Ground and Pound was trying to go in Milan. Them boys, I ain't gonna say the Detroit boys, but the guys from Detroit who they were trying to race didn't want to. Well, I can't say they didn't want to race. They wouldn't let the driver race because he was 17 years old. I think I'm gonna keep it 100. Ground and Pound was trying to go.
No.
If you own a business, if you own a business and your insurance and that man crashed. And that man can sue because he's underage. No, they weren't supposed to let him race. They weren't. I'm gonna keep it 100. If they would let Lil Chris drive, they would have raised Ground and Pound. That would have been a race.
Yeah. At the same time, Ground for Pound racing. But guess what? If Ground for Pound ain't got nobody to race, then what you got? Ground for Pound to race, but he ain't got nobody to get beside him.
Yeah.
He ain't got shit.
Yeah.
You ain't got shit.
Yeah.
These people need to be quiet with all this complaining and race when they get a chance, man. Because everybody down
there
is racing. And even if we
check this out, man.
We still racing.
Hey, I'm gonna say this, man. I took my nephew back to college.
I think both of them guys were doing what BET had on the
Hold on, baby boy. We have somebody talking. Hold on, baby boy.
Check this out. Hey, look at it, man. That this folks talking, man. Let me tell y'all something. Now, I'm from up north. I'm from Chicago, born and raised, man, right? I love we do up north. But I'm going to say something. I made a trip down south. I took my nephew back to Arkansas, right?
Yeah.
For spring break or whatever, right? I stopped at a track. You know what I'm saying? It was warm down south. And them motherfuckers was going at it. You see what I'm saying? Now, this is just what I see down south. This is in March when I took my nephew down there, took him back to school for spring break. You know what I'm saying? And I seen what was going on. I seen some of the guys or whatever that we see on the videos and all that. The boys down there racing, though. I can't sit in jack on them and say they wasn't doing it. Now, I know what I seen with my own two eyes. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. It was some guys that was trying to go in mind. You had we did get Jimbo and the Hate Tank. They grudge raced twice. Well, really grudge raced once, and then they met in the shootout, and they had it in the shootout. So, you know, it depends on how you want to say that. You know, if that's a grudge race or not, but they at least got one of them off. And then Boost 12 and them showed up kind of late, and they was trying to find their man. They just couldn't find who they was trying to get at. But man, this is like a disclaimer. I do love the South versus the North because when Tony and Witt and Dog and what's my man Chris Mack when they come up there, man, from Alabama Justin and Law, we didn't know each other. So basically, you look at each other's car because I guarantee you, there's no way. That when the first race, I should have ran King Kong when I wanted to run. There's no way Tony should have ran Didi with a damn vet versus that damn Regal. But those races happen, you know. So, man, I like this, man, because it's going to get some action, you know. It's going to be some action, man. So, just you know.
Biz, I understand you don't want to piss them motherfuckers off. Them motherfuckers sorry is a son of a bitch, man, because you want them to come to your show. But like I said, when we come up there, we need the motherfuckers that go goddamn race, man. Fuck them motherfuckers.
Well,
them motherfuckers ain't trying to go nowhere, man.
He said none of them got oil pressure.
Even if they had oil pressure, Whit, don't make no excuses for them motherfuckers. A motherfucker that motherfucker had oil pressure, come to the race and goddamn it, huck and buck up down the goddamn track. He had oil pressure. He still ain't racing no motherfucker. Man, fuck them motherfuckers.
Well, look,
I want to find somebody on the phone
that
want to lock in for the weekend, man.
Hey, BT, you need to get your
I'm not trying to take nothing from the guys up north. But it seems like the guys up north trying to take some from the guys down south, and the guys down south, the one who bringing all who racing. I don't think they should say we bring all the skips or we partnering up, we teaming up, and we doing this and we doing that. When we racing anybody we can, whenever we can, we racing back ass, big tires, wheelie balls, I mean, turbo, it don't matter. I mean, we racing everything. And I just think they need to give us a little more props than they giving us, instead of saying we the ones stiff
I got now this don't make no sense now. I just got a text. Team SBO tried to lock in the Candy Crushers. The Candy Crusher, I heard, put on a two-step and tried to throw the bumblebee at SVO. So if anybody knows Candy Crusher, the Candy Crusher and the SVO is a damn, shouldn't even be a race. Honestly.
Well,
Candy
you
Crusher
can't say that, dude. Because you're looking at Candy Crusher back half and two chests
exactly.
And a big tires and all
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
But at the same time, you got to look at SVO. Got them goddamn hard drives on there, too. And we know
that's
it's them
true.
Fucking
that's
drives.
True. That's true. Well, but if yeah, that's true. No, they would. They said the Candy Crusher wouldn't lock in.
Well, Candy Crusher. Now, one thing I can say about Candy Crusher, they've been racing,
they have. Oh, every time they get to the track.
Yeah, hey,
no, they gonna go. Kristen gonna go. Kristen gonna go. But I mean,
he just might not think he can beat the damn SVO.
Right,
car.
But yeah, but the Bumblebee and the SVO, come on.
But you know what?
I don't know if y'all heard this. I said it, and I was talking to Jay and a few other people. I knew the Shadow was going to get the head knocked in. Ain't no way the Shadow going to keep on messing with these damn pro minds. He was getting a little bit beside himself.
The Shadow a bad motherfucker.
Did you just hear what you said?
He is.
A backhand ran a damn pro mind.
Fucking hard,
baby. Exactly.
They from down south. Even them from down south. And you just said a back half ran the damn pro mod. Well, we the one doing all skipping, and we the one teaming up and all this and that.
Well, I look at teaming up as like big Fortune 500 companies buying each other and they teaming up or, you know, to make themselves stronger. You team up. You team up. Hell, Set on Kill teamed up. It was a bunch of guys teamed up and formed a group. Just because somebody was in a certain group,
like they need to start teaming up there to even get a goddamn grudge race. Even
right.
Off.
Oh, right. Yeah. But if they want to
they
want
to team up, goddamn, to even get
ain't
one.
Wrong with, ain't nothing wrong with teaming up. Teaming up make your team stronger. So ain't nothing wrong with teaming up.
Well, I know everybody want to know why me and Lil Rick them teamed up. Me and Lil Rick them teamed up because Rick offered me some information about some certain things. And I felt like if he's going to give me this kind of information, why would I try to race him? He gave me some information
true.
That was helpful. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
It made me faster.
Yes.
So why would I try to draw on this man? This man drives Johnny Realtree car. So why would I try to run Johnny Realtree and Lil Rick drive his car? So that's the only reason why we came in cahoots together. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, other than that, anybody else, we don't give a fuck about. We don't care about other than Realtree and Lil Rick. We don't give a fuck about nobody else. I mean, nobody. You can have big ties. We gonna start running any motherfucker. It don't matter what you got. If we feel like we can beat you, you can have big ties, wheelie bars, turbos. We ain't gonna just give our goddamn money away, but we gonna try the unthinkable. I can promise you that. So they ain't going to be able to say, now the one's skipping races and they doing this and they doing that. They ain't going to be able to say none of that shit. They ain't going to give a fuck if you got 1733s on that motherfucker. If I feel like I can beat you, I'm going to try you.
Biz, I wish you get Carl J. Bonds back on this goddamn show. I'm going to stop all this bullshit. These goddamn talk shows. These motherfuckers on these goddamn talk shows just want to talk. This is a grudge race. You should be promoting grudge racing, man. These motherfuckers ain't doing
Bonds
no grudge
on
race
show.
On here, man.
Hang
these motherfuckers
on their
ass up.
Hey, you getting the fire up, B.C. Hey, B.C., all you doing is fatten the frogs for the snake. So you doing what you supposed to do.
I'm doing what the fuck I supposed to do and what I would hide to goddamn do. Come on this motherfucker and draw on a bitch. And these bitches ain't trying to go, man. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, y'all got a stand and y'all got a rule. Your rule is if you ain't got oil pressure, shut up and sit down. So if the guys are not on here, like Tate and Donye and Free Love, you know, if they ain't got oil pressure, you tell them to sit down and be quiet. That's what they doing.
Listen, Biz. Hold on a minute. How many times we've been on the talk show and a motherfucker say he want to race, a motherfucker get on the phone and call a motherfucker able to race, man? How many times that happened, man? Call a motherfucker. Dial his goddamn number. Any motherfucker. To get his ass
I got you. Ground and pound. 901 got a street car. Hit the one button. There we go.
Hey.
Ground and
pound. I guarantee after June 7th, man, it's going to be a lot of goddamn racing. I know that for a goddamn fact.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with when June 7 comes, but you got to look at how
we talking
all
about
guys
nine, man.
Yeah, I understand what y'all talking about.
But just look at it. Yeah, look at it, man. We hear y'all there, man. It's the difference, man. I wasn't brave.
Yeah.
I raced the start. So people don't know with the certain events, man, to get the race home. So that's why we race late. Then y'all start racing early. Y'all have shutdown time. We do.
Right. I can understand that, but what I'm saying is don't down us for what we're doing. Don't down us for going to the track bringing action.
Nobody's downing you all.
Well, I've been listening to the shows. I've been listening, they saying all the stiffs coming from down here. Everybody down here teaming up.
This the move here, man. The people that saying that, they ain't on the line tonight.
Don't act like it ain't been said. You might not have said it, but it's been said. That's what he's saying.
So I'm just hearing it show after show, I just wanted to say something about it because I think it's crazy because Dog and Tony Bynum just left some race over there and have fucked some folk up over there.
Yeah, I see that race on YouTube this morning.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Dog,
that one
dude ass came out the water, too.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm trying to say. Yeah. I just want to make sure y'all noticing the people that's racing compared to the people that's getting on here saying that we doing this and we doing that, being negative toward what we're doing. I just want to let them know that, I mean, we just racing. That's all we're doing.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure everybody got a Facebook page,
I think we need about 8 girls races this year. We're a little bit behind. We're a little bit slow. But, you know, like you said, we're still going to try to do up 75 races this year.
A lot of goddamn races. Whew.
We on the phone right now, goddammit, trying to lock in for this weekend, man. The next
week and the week after that, man.
We got 3 weeks of racing. We trying to lock in every motherfucking
weekend,
man.
We already got Junior booked. We're locked the front of the team. We got Junior booked. We're looking for Turbo Tim, actually. He really went on the phone.
They phone don't work now. Now they hating on goddamn DJ Grant show. They don't want to come down and support this. But they on Grudge Inc. show, knowing that's a Grudge Inc. race. Jay need to hang all them bitches up, man. Get them motherfuckers off the goddamn show. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Get on here and goddamn hate on
it.
And then don't want to tell him who said it or who it is. Weak motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they don't need to say fuck down south and this and that, and we trying to lock some races in on a Grudge Inc. show and for a Grudge Inc. event.
And then they on him, he and a ha-ha and goddamn shit a week, bitches. Hang all them motherfuckers up. All them goddamn boys. Biz, hang them bitches up, man. Cadillac and Baby Boy Ed. Hang them motherfuckers up.
Well, I ain't hung up.
They need to hang your motherfucking ass up. I said they need to hang your goddamn ass up. You can stay on. Hang your motherfucking ass up. You better bring your ass over there, neither, Leon. You weak bitch.
Listen to me, PT. I don't want to argue with you, man. I really don't.
I don't want to talk to you, baby boy. If you ain't trying to lock in this weekend, I don't want to talk to you.
You got a real smooth mouth, man. Your mouth real smooth.
I know that.
Listen. I like all your work you do. I respect you as a man, and you got good things going on in your life, but if you got anything that you drive every day, I'm going to lock your ass in, man, for $500 on $1,000, man.
Who you gonna send the money to? Who you want to send the money to, man?
Send it to you. I send it to the Lord Himself.
Send it to me. Send it to me, baby boy. And you want to, hold on, you want to like BET and anything he tries.
I'm
like
BET and he got his everyday car, his car with his name on it, not yours, Whit.
Okay.
I ain't got nothing in my name. I ain't got a goddamn thing in my name, son, bitch. I ain't got shit in my name. Nothing. Hey, I get in a whole lot of trouble. I don't need shit in my name.
Well, stop threatening guys from the north, man. We got weather problems.
Don't tell me, goddamn it, you want to race me, motherfucker, and then when I get ready to race you, you can't lock in, man.
Hold on. Hey, baby, boy, you got to be in his name. Do the car got to be in his name for him to race you? I want to ask you that, baby, boy.
Yeah, it
got to
be in his name.
What is
his name,
Whit?
What they got to do with racing? The car got to be in his name.
I want to make sure. That's my stipulation.
They ain't trying to go.
I don't want them. Don't
you do this here, baby boy. Hey, hold on, baby boy. Baby boy, do this here. Hey, baby boy, what kind of car you want? What kind of car you drive every day?
Man,
I got
right now, I
can't hear you. Hey, baby boy, stop hollering and talking the phone, man. We can't understand you.
What you drive? What you drive, baby boy? What you drive? What do you drive, baby boy?
I drive a 2000 Nissan Maxima Crate with some 18-inch foam wheels on it.
Okay, would you mind running BET in a 2004 Gray Maxima with 18-inch factory wheels?
No.
That ain't what you bought in BET.
No. No. No, I wouldn't.
Well, then lay your motherfucking ass down then, man. You ain't trying to fucking race. You just want to talk. Lay your ass down, man, on your motherfucking stomach.
Hey, Whit. I take that race.
Oh, man.
I take that race.
You know,
hey, who is that?
Put that shit
out, man. We don't talk to him. We don't talk to him, Whit.
Yeah. We don't run that kind of car. We don't race them kind of cars. We really race cars, and y'all really want a lot of music.
I know that, Whit. But he got on the show talking about locking in for DJ Gregory's, right? And then when he got on, he was disrespectful to the guys up north. It's a Gregory show, right?
I was on when he came on. Y'all start cursing him out.
Nobody felt like that. You can't just, you know, come from the south and say what you want to say. You can't do that up north, man. Everybody ain't going to go for that.
He didn't do much come out of the race.
Well, that's the reason a lot of guys got on, I think, man, because... They felt he was going in on them, man. You can't just go in on them. I don't know you like
well,
that,
BET,
Rich.
Hey, BET, let's do North North a favor. Don't go in on let's not go in on the up North guys no more.
Now, bitch, Whit, now you heard me when I came on. They started at me.
Man.
They started at me with that other shit. I wasn't even with that shit. I was trying to lock in a race, but they gonna tell me what the fuck I ain't got or what I can't do. You see what I'm saying? That's when I go in on that motherfucking ass. Don't start the bullshit. Don't dish the bullshit if you can't take it. That's what I'm telling you. I'm trying to lock a motherfucking ass in for this weekend. What I came on the phone to do, motherfucker. I ain't want to talk to you if you ain't trying to race me this weekend.
Hey, BET,
you could have just ended
it. You did succeed in what you tried to do. You tried to come out and lock somebody in.
Okay.
You did succeed. So I think you probably just need to not try to lock these guys in no more.
Man, fuck them guys, man, because they ain't going to race no goddamn way. Fuck them. Hey, bitch,
yeah,
hang them
to
motherfuckers up, man.
Hey.
Hang their ass up,
bitch. Hey, Whit.
I don't know who the hell run this goddamn show.
Hey, how many races y'all will come up to up here, man? With
We'll be up there. Probably we're going to try to get back up there for two more. Y'all got three more events up there. You got Ben's, Lil Tony, and Wayne got another event, I think, in August. We're going to try to at least get the two of them. I don't know which two, but we're going to try to make the two.
I'm
going to
say, shit, Donye got one on August 2nd, too.
And Dre got one.
I got one on my own.
You sure right, Leon.
Yeah, Drag got one in this weekend.
Yeah, you sure do.
Drag got one Saturday. But we locked in to be in Montgomery. We locked these races in before Drag even announced that he had a race. So, you know, I told Drag I would try to make it to his race and then go back to Alabama. But, I really had very much about Drag race. So, I don't think that's going to happen. But I would have tried to go to Tyson and then get back over to Alabama. I would have did it for Drag, but like I said, I really hadn't heard nothing else about Drag Race, so I really forgot about it. So Bobby was telling me the other day, Bobby was saying that he gonna go over there, and I was like, shit, I got my guy gonna meet me in Montgomery that Saturday to test a little bit, but you know we would have liked to go to Drag Race and support him too, you know. But like I said, I hadn't heard nothing about it. He hadn't been on the show or nothing like that, you know. So. I don't think we're going to be able to take Drag Race, but we're going to try to get up there and show y'all some love up there, you know. It ain't just about coming down here. We want to come up there and race to it. We want, you know.
I say with this should get really popping, man. That's all I'm waiting on.
Yeah. Yeah, the
grudge. Oh, it's on and popping, baby. It's on and popping.
It's on and popping.
Because I know the chip on the shoulder that the North got, and I know the chip on the South on the shoulder that the South got. The South believe they the biggest and the baddest, and they can't be beat. And I know the North wants to get that respect that they rightfully deserve. So. It's on and popping, baby. Wherever we meet, we may have to go to the North Pole, but we gonna meet somewhere.
I sure want to make me a trip down south, man. Just go down there and really experience that, man. I ain't never been to a track really like that. Just that little time I was down there when I took my nephew back to school, that was about it. And I ain't really stay there that long. I want to get down there and just be down there for a couple of days and really get in it.
Well, Biz, I guess I'll get on off here. I'll shut this motherfucker down, man. God damn it. Wait, I wonder where Jay Bond's at. That goddamn Jay Bond, boy, I'm going to tell you, man. I don't understand. Hey, DJ ain't been on?
Yeah, he was on for a minute. Hold on, I got somebody else from Chicago want to talk. Hold on. 773-BT, don't go nowhere because I know you're going to – this is a good one for you. 773, is this you, D? (laughs) 773-3490, your mic is open.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Must got his phone on mute.
It probably been unmuted.
I did. I unmuted it. It's in red. 773-8490. Go ahead, B. Finish what you were saying.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to figure out can something be done by these motherfuckers just talking on the goddamn radio, man. And they not supporting the goddamn races that's happening, man. They wanna talk 3-4 months down the goddamn road. We got races every goddamn weekend, man. We trying to support everybody. But they make it hard for a motherfucker to come over here and try to promote a race when they don't want to talk down on the race. Oh, we ain't coming to that bullshit, and this got to be bullshit. Now, what if we said that about y'all motherfucking races, that this bullshit, we wouldn't come? You see what I'm saying?
Well,
this shit worked both ways.
Damn, B, since we don't have 3-4 races a year, man. Goddamn. Y'all come up there and
don't do it. The real thing at all, man, everybody killing the shot, man.
Hey, baby boy.
Everybody up this way.
Hey, baby boy, it seems like to me, y'all the ones got all the goddamn excuses.
No, but the thing is about it, too, you got to really have to understand, too, when we had a fucked up winter up here, dude, and all across the country we had it. We had, listen what I'm saying, Whit. It's just about a month ago, it was the last snow almost, man. We still got, guys ain't got their cars together, man. So, you know, you got to give them a break, man. You
I
know,
wanna
I don't got a car.
In, baby boy.
I want to ask you something, baby boy.
Y'all had the bad weather and everything, right?
So
y'all had the race over in Milan, Michigan. A few guys went over there, okay?
It was raining.
No,
why you didn't go over there and race nobody? Why you didn't race?
You pissing me off now, baby boy.
So why
was
that? That's an excuse.
He didn't call me when it started raining.
Go ahead, Whit. Go ahead, Whit.
Yeah, cause now you ain't keeping me real. Cause Beans called me when it started raining, cause I was so sick about not coming.
Right.
I called Beans 4 or 5 times. And Beans, is it raining? Nope. Beans, is it raining?
Now listen, Whit. I want to make this statement over public air. Because when NHRA or any event go to certain tracks, if it's raining, snowing, or whatever, they got an event there and they throwing it, they're going to be there, point blank, period. They're going to be there. That's point blank, period. And my thing
hold
is
up,
just this.
Hold on. Let me ask that.
NHRA, bro, got sponsors, and they got to be there. Hold on, we're gonna keep it 100 because we drug racers and we fit our own bill half the time, or if the track promoter got to pitch in to get somebody there and they think it's gonna rain, they gonna tell them, hold up, don't come, because I don't want to come out of my pocket. Now it's
right.
You know, I try to sit back, you know, but I'm gonna police what I think need to be police. Now NHRA, they gotta be there because that's a sponsor.
Hey, baby boy. Let me explain something to you about me. This is me, baby boy.
Hold on, let me talk.
The rain showed 50%. I didn't even know it showed 50% until I called BET that Thursday evening at BET. Hey, he got the address to Mile and Dragway, and he told me, have you seen the percentage? So let me explain something to you about me. If it had been showing 50% and I was a four hours away, I would have went whether nobody gave me no money. Because I already told these fans I was coming up there. Let me explain something else to you. Jay Bond wanted to save himself a few dollars because he offered us some gas money to come up there. And it was at 50 or 60%. Wasn't nothing wrong with him saying, hold up, Rich, the weather looked bad, this, that, and other. You can come on your own. Now, you know, it showed 50%. If it would have showed 20%, Jay Bond still wouldn't have. Jay Bond could have told me, Rich, he's showing 20%. I ain't going to be able to give you no gas money. You know what I would have told Jay? Don't worry about the gas money at 20%. I'm going to come on, Jay, because I done already told people I'm going to come up there. And I would have came at 20% without no gas money or nothing, because that gas money wouldn't have made a break me. But it did help me.
And you absolutely
now,
right. Now, listen. What I'm saying to you is this. Y'all got a lot of races in the South. And y'all, BET just said, he said that they race every week. So now you going to different tracks in the South every week. And you going across the country. Now listen to what I'm saying, though. Now when you going across the country, you say, now you going across the country, but you're in the bottom half of the country. You're not going all across the country. I'm talking about the top half, the bottom half, and all this and that.
I'm going where they're racing, baby boy. I can't go where they ain't racing it. I'm going where they're racing. Now, let me tell you something to you.
What's your point? No, hold on. I want to know baby boy point.
The next time that they have a race up north, I'm not going to lock nobody in for $500. I'm going to lock them in for $1,000. So that way, I don't give a fuck if it rain or snow. $1,000, see, Young Money told me don't worry about the lockup because of the weather. They kept it real. But now, when I lock that $1,000 in, Young Money, I ain't going to call Young Money and ask them about the weather because $1,000 is way more money than $500. So when I lock this $1,000 in, I ain't going to pay no goddamn $1,000 because of the weather. So I'm going to come, and the weather, goddamn it, it show 80%.
So the next time y'all have a race up there, I'm going to lock somebody in for $1,000 instead of $500. So I know I'm coming because I'm not going to pay no goddamn $1,000 just on the strength of some damn percentage range. That's how bad we want to come to race because we like to come. We don't like the bullshit.
That's what made you the grudge racer of the year because you travel different states and stuff like that. You went different places. And I respect you for that. I respect you and I love you for that because you drag race. You know what I'm saying?
But it's a motherfucker out here right now that's ahead of me. It's a motherfucker out there ahead of me right now. I don't know how much. But like I said, we done did about eight to ten grudge races. I can't count them all. I know Dolph, he got to be somewhere around 7 or 8 or 9. Tony Bynes got to be around 10 or 15, I don't know. But, shit, hey, Don Mack, he got to be around 7 or 8. The Jolly Rancher, he got to be around 10, 15, somewhere around that area. I mean, these guys racing, so, I mean, it ain't just me. It's everybody got them down here. Candy Crusher, he probably around, 5 or 6 or 7 or 8, I don't know. Lil Rick, he probably 5 or 6 or 7. Johnny, Real Tree, he probably 5 or 6 or 7, you know. So it ain't just me. And all the guys up there got to do is start quit making up all these goddamn excuses and start racing the guys up north. Now, that's what you need to work on, baby boy, is you need guys to get in the lane and quit all this goddamn crying and shit. Because, see, you know, it ain't our fault your weather bad. It ain't our fault your wife goddamn needs a purse. It ain't our fault you can't get off work. It ain't our fault that you goddamn it you load in the shop. I mean, it just ain't our fault. It ain't.
We not blaming them. What they saying is this, man. You can't keep on being so aggressive because you're racing, man. And I know you're not stronger. You can't keep doing that, man.
I'm
not
being aggressive. I'm not being aggressive when you saying we teaming up.
Boy, I tell you, got
that
in my head.
If you wouldn't say none of that, then I wouldn't say nothing because I can't knock you if you're motor in the shop. I can't knock you if you can't afford to go. I can't knock you if you got to work because that shit is before racing, you know. But what I'm trying to tell you is for people that's putting that shit to the side and going grudge racing, you got to get these goddamn hats off to these people.
Big Wayne, your mic is open, Big Wayne.
You know what, though? You say some of them people putting that to the side. A lot of them ain't living like shit neither when it all boils down because you know just as good as I know.
They making their choice of how they want to live. They making their choice.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Somebody
if,
rather
if,
eat
if it's fine with them,
it go race.
If it's fine with them, it should be fine with you. They making their choice. You know, we having problems. I have problems because I go racing. My wife looking at me crazy as a motherfucker. But... shit, I look at her crazy when she spends goddamn $1,500 on a purse.
Big Wayne, your mic is open, Big Wayne.
What's going on, fellas?
She want to do. She make her own money, I make my own money.
What's going on, Wayne?
Y'all boys going in, ain't y'all?
Hey, man. They going in tonight.
ET show on a Monday night.
Hey man, I think everybody made some good points, man. But you know, to the guys up north, man, it's time to stop taking your car apart every winter, man, and not being ready when springtime comes. And when springtime rolled around, man, it's time to race, man.
Cause Leon said he put his motor in the shop after Wayne raced. I said, damn, that sounds kind of hard to meet in.
I mean,
wait, you know how you call hell and stuff all the time tonight and fix it? That's how they are.
Yeah.
So back to you, what you just said, it might sound good, but what good is it? You just got
your motor
out the shop, and you just
broke
the
can. You're right. But I figured if you had all winter, you would have stuck it in there all winter. We ain't trying to get it out before the race is final. I would kick it down.
It's about to be June, man. It's damn near June, man. It's time to start racing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be out in a minute, Leon. I'll be out in a minute. I have more pressure in just a goddamn minute.
Right, right. You know, somebody it's five good strong cars. They ain't even nowhere near ready. But everybody making changes, so when you make a change, it takes time.
Yeah, I know it took me a good while, but goddamn it, I can tell you this. I ain't gonna be goddamn fumbling when I come out. I ain't even gonna be goddamn.
But
I'm gonna get up
and you know what, Wick? Them five people is saying the same thing you just
back
said.
Back inside. Go. Close the door. I'm coming back.
Dog said he's 11-2. Dog said he's 11-2. That's 13 goddamn grudge races. 13 goddamn grudge races.
Yeah.
And in the fifth month, goddamn it, waiting all year. All they want to do is talk on the goddamn radio, man. We want a goddamn race, man.
13 races, baby.
Now you talking about that's grudge racing, man. Motherfucker want to get on here and talk about, oh, I won't be, I want to talk about racing, but I don't want to race. Lay your motherfucking ass down.
Now, look how long dog didn't have oil pressure. You're making the best of it now, goddammit. I can tell you that. Dog didn't have oil pressure for a long time. He's showing the hell making the best of it now. I can tell you that.
Hey, when Leon get oil pressure, he still ain't gonna goddamn raise nobody. He gonna be
tough. Hey,
dog
what?
Going to a motherfucker's ass.
If I don't, BT, if I don't, you know what? It's mad, paper, and I ain't got a problem with it. How about that?
Right.
Stay
but
your
you
ass
out
of these goddamn
you know
top
Leon? You know what, Leon? That's the problem we have. And everybody saying, I pay for this, I do this, and my shit is mine. Hey, well, you right about that. Now, ain't nothing wrong with that because you spend your own money. But at the same time, the other people out here racing their shit, too. So, you know,
but
you got to get them on the
You know what, Wick? I like to be a comfortable. I don't live off no motherfucking race car because I got a job. You know what I'm saying? This is just a hobby.
Right.
I'm going to go race when I want to race it. If I don't,
well, see,
I don't.
That's what I wanted. I'm glad you said that. I'm so glad you said that because you said the main motherfucking word right there. See, I don't race for no fucking high. What did I tell you the other day, BT, when Holly Spring rained out Saturday? I said, God damn. I said, BT, every goddamn time I go to the track, I get a check. I don't know where it's coming from, but it's coming. Every time I've been to the track this year, I done got a motherfucking check.
That's what we race for. A lot of people not racing for a hobby.
A lot of people racing to get paid. I know I am.
I know, goddamn it, that's what I'm doing on this goddamn radio show right now. I'm getting fucking paid to do what the fuck I do. Lock in, motherfucker. I want a goddamn check. I'm trying to get my goddamn check, son of a bitch, you.
Yeah, I done got a check every time I've been to the track this year, so I hate when I don't make it to the track. Shit, I hate it.
I'm either betting with somebody or betting with something. Don't nobody want to hear you say nothing but goddamn it, lock in, man. You need to shut your broke ass up, motherfucker. If I'm so broke, bitch. Why can I go to a race every goddamn week then? If I'm so goddamn broke.
Hey, Wick, take care of your sorry ass. That's why.
Take care of me. I'm doing a job. I'm getting paid to do a job, you stupid motherfucker. That white man take care of your motherfucking ass when you go up in there and go to his clock in, don't he? Don't he take care of you? You stupid bitch.
Hey, Leon. Hey, I think BET is Wick bitch.
No,
I
ain't.
Oh,
no,
wow.
I ain't gonna say that.
We got 5 more minutes for the show.
Hey, you weak motherfucker! I'm gonna be your bitch. Show him. You weak bitch.
Yeah, damn.
Hey, man, I was like,
you should probably you should dig a soul. You ain't getting no money.
Man, this motherfucker.
No, I'm gonna wait on your hoe to pay me. I'm gonna show you how it's done at home. Since you ain't doing it, 15
seconds.
I'm gonna show you how it's supposed to be done, you weak bitch.
Oh shit.
Crazy.
Hey, Ben, what you do to the damn show today?
Hey, man.
Hey, this is the show today.
Hey, what happened when we said that when that South invaded the North?
Woo, they getting ready, baby. They getting ready.
Well, them motherfuckers gonna kill us when we come up there. Y'all make, hey, I'm gonna need my motherfucking protection again, being right on. I'm gonna need that goddamn protection now. I don't want the motherfucker to be goddamn shooting at me. Shit. I'm gonna be shooting at them. I'm gonna be shooting about four guns at their ass. All of them gonna have a 36 pill in one, a 32 in the other. I'm gonna be shooting a 22. And I'll be shooting them
45 We're going to have 45 and everything. Fuck them motherfuckers, man. They ain't trying to raise. Let them motherfuckers try to fight if they want to.
Me and T.S. fight on fight somebody. That's you on that bullshit. You can't whoop nobody. We up to talking about racing, man.
I'm going to be shooting that knife in the air. I'm going to be shooting that knife.
I'm telling you.
I'll be your ass.
He talking about three kids with a Viper.
I'll be your ass, Leon. You get in the box.
Hey, what?
If you ever get arm pressure and get in the box, I'll beat your ass. I'll get you fucked up, boy.
If you get in the car, I'm going to get in the car.
You weak motherfucker. Lock in then. Son of a bitch.
Hold on.
Lock the fuck in then.
Say what?
Lock your weak ass in, bitch. That's what I said. Lock your motherfucking ass in then.
Hey, Ben. Is I'm good for you?
Shut the fuck up then if you ain't trying to lock in, motherfucker.
Hey, Ben. Is I'm good for you in the South?
You said, are you what?
And I'm good for it for your race. I'm going to lock BT in. He got to drive.
I'll say this weekend. I ain't coming no motherfucking 3 months away, motherfucker.
I ain't coming down.
Lay your motherfucking ass down then.
I ain't coming to watch no races because I'm too close. I picked my motor Friday, sucker. So I ain't
all your motherfucking sucker ass do is watch races. Watch other folks race. That's all you fucking do. Watch your motherfucking race. Even when you got your piece of shit at the track, pooting and popping up down the goddamn track, you weak motherfucker. Lay your goddamn star ass down on your goddamn stomach,
guess,
weak bitch.
And guess what? I made you spend some money because you was videoing me with your weak ass.
Videoing you? How many DVDs you seen your ugly ass on? How many videos you seen your piece of shit on?
Hey, don't nobody buy
that. I cut that piece of shit out. I cut that whole out of there, man.
That bitch
can't make me no money. That weak motherfucker can't make me no money.
I know it. You ain't made that. You been buying your shit.
That's why that bitch ain't made damn video. That's why ain't nobody seen that motherfucker on BET. A piece of shit.
Hey, we don't see your video. Your video look like garbage.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. That's why I got over a million motherfucking hits.
Your video look like garbage, man. Don't nobody know about
that. That's why I got a million. Cross your motherfucking way, piece of bullshit.
That's why
you
we don't like your videos. Your videos is garbage, man.
I ain't missing it. I bet you I ain't missing it, motherfucker.
You ain't never missed that you ain't never had.
You can't miss something you ain't never had, motherfucker. Hold on, Leon.
Leon, why y'all don't buy BET videos now?
Because they garbage, man.
Well, the man trying to get out and provide a way where y'all can see some of the races that y'all saying the weather ain't letting y'all get to.
Hey, you know why we don't buy videos? They come on VHS.
Mailbox number 773372087633 Please leave after the tone.
Hold up, BT. Why y'all don't buy stuff?
Come on, VHS, man.
My shit way clearer than VHS. Oh, y'all buy Dolomite. Okay. Well, as long as y'all buy them. Well, y'all buy them from a guy down south, I see. I guess he's eating too much garbage. Hell, he eating off of it.
Man, fuck them bitch. Fuck them weak motherfuckers. They ain't racing. We don't need to talk to them motherfuckers.
I go show a motherfucker racing on tape, man. Nobody got no VCR in their houses no more.
Yeah, you right.
Now he got DVDs. I got one of them. I'm finna pop one in a minute. Hell.
You might have the best one, too. Everybody else.
I'm finna drink one of these mango readers.
and pop one in and sit and watch a little race.
See, your recording time is about to expire. Please finish your message within 8 seconds.
BT, stop being so hard on them boys. Stop being so hard on them, BT.
Hey, we ain't got to worry about them, Wayne. You can't miss nothing you ain't never had.
To send this message now, press 1. To replay your message, press 3. To send this message now, press 1. To replay your message, press 3.
Hey, we finna be in June.
To send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3.
We finna be half a year in the
please enter a command or this call will
be
ended. To send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3.
And we motherfuckers still ain't gonna raise nobody, man.
A year ago, this shit going back quick. I know I got to turn up my damn self. I got to turn some shit on in a minute.
I'm gonna call J Bond. Hey Biz. Hey Wayne. We gotta have a meet, man. I'm finna do something about this motherfucking bullshit y'all got going on here, man.
Hey BT, man.
Calm down, man.
We just get started late, man.
You don't understand that. We gotta change that shit, man.
It's Wayne, fuck that bullshit, man.
Fuck that bullshit, man. I'm finna have a set show on you, motherfucker.
Y'all Snow been gone 2 months, hell.
Hey, I agree with y'all, man. That was the main reason I didn't do shit to my car over the winter, because everybody do the same shit every winter. They try to reinvent their car. Nobody's car never get out on time, and they make our racing season start off late. We ain't got much time to race as it is. So I don't think they're not trying to race. It's just, for some reason, everybody likes to take their car apart every fucking winter, and every spring is the same damn thing. They shit in chassis prison, or they shit in the motor shop prison. You know what I mean? So, you know, they got to stop taking their car apart every fucking winter, man. Leave us.
Man,
you know,
look here. Look here. Hey, Wayne. Fuck that bullshit. Look at Tony Bynes. Tony Bynes take goddamn 2 weeks to build a goddamn car, and that motherfucker be flying. Straight off the goddamn thing, man. I don't want to hear that goddamn bullshit, man.
Yeah,
that man trying to go, man.
That shit ain't going to happen up here. Hold on. I agree with y'all. We need to do more races. We need to have our shit ready earlier. But I'm just telling y'all how it is, man. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to help change that shit. Wayne, the thing about it is, Even when the cars be ready, hell, it don't too many people right up there.
That's what I'm saying. You just trying to make excuse for these weak motherfuckers, man. Hey, man. Hey, I'm gone, man. Fuck that bullshit. I'm gonna have a special show on you motherfuckers. That's what I'm gonna do.
Good. Bye bye.
Yeah. Yeah,
hey, Wick.
Hey, Wick.
When it all boils down, it's nothing wrong with what everybody's doing. Because if you go down south and the person I raised last year that made a change, I'm going to make me some changes too. If I can afford it, I'm going to change my shit too. So if
right.
nothing wrong
I
want to
ask you a question,
Leon.
You say you put your motor in the engine shop, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what, you getting your freshen up or something? You know, I ain't trying to be in your business.
It's just
freshen
up. It don't take
nothing
about a week. I pick it up Friday.
Well, I was wondering why would you need a freshen up? And hell, you ain't ran that much.
Hey, wait. You know why? They always say follow your first mile. My partner just tore up a 40,000 motor, and they told him to put new rods in it. He didn't. And he destroyed the whole bottom end in the head. So there's nothing wrong with that, man.
No, ain't nothing wrong with it. Because a set of rock should be good for 100 passes.
Well, you know what? If I can afford it, I'll just go ahead and do it anyway. Ain't nothing wrong with being safe and sorry, man.
I would rather put a set of rocks in the tail damn motor up. Now, I ain't gonna, I'm agree with you on that.
Hey, he's
you know, but I run the piss out of mine.
before I get 85 passes out that motherfucker. And one of our motors, we got 120 passes out of. Then we changed the roster.
I understand that, but you know what though? I'm sitting there. One of my buddies just bought his motor, and they told him he needs to freshen the motor up. He said, "I'm going out one more time." You know that one more time did? Told the block up, told the crank up, piston hit the head, all that shit. One more time, and all he had to do was go put a set of rods in it. But the man told him you need to freshen the motor up. But since they had
if the man told him to freshen it up, then he should have freshened it up.
You know, he wanted to go out just like when we went to Holly Springs. I didn't care what was going on. I wanted to go test my car. And when y'all opened the track up down there, I didn't care if I didn't race nobody. I just wanted to come and test my car either way it go.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what we got to work on a little bit, Leon. See, a lot of times I be wanting to just test my car. I'm not lying to you. I want to just test when I come out. But I got this bear over here, this motherfucker breathing down my neck over here, got this motherfucker over here watching me. So I said, fuck it. You motherfuckers watching and looking and breathing, fuck it, come on. I'm going to test this motherfucker on you.
Yeah, but that's just like we was in Holly Springs. Y'all know how to prep y'all track for a slick car. Y'all know how to prep y'all car for a radio type car. 90% of them cars was down and stayed down south at the end of that street, had slicks on them. What good is that was going to do us if we had slicks if it was prepped for a radio type car? You know what I'm saying? I know, I mean, you see my car was bite through. I said, what I'm going to do? I supposed to load it up? I went too far. When I go home, I ain't going to be able to race, so I might as well get what I can get out the mother while I'm here.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. And a lot of guys, five good, strong cars up here, ain't none of them ready. But everybody want to have their shit right. It won't be right. Ain't won't be no excuses. Ain't no excuse when a mother start racing. Let me get start racing. I ain't got no excuses when I start racing, Wick. None.
Right. Ain't no excuses in racing. There's two things about racing. Ain't no excuses and ain't no secrets. You can think you getting your motor bigger or your chassis did this and all that. This motherfucker know you're getting it done.
Right. But I want to be right. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to have your shit right. You know that.
Hey Wick, a lot of times, not even on the, us on the cars, man, it's our chassis guys, the engine guys, who work on their time. So they work on our cars and everybody else's cars. So that's why, you know, it takes longer than what it takes. So we want to get our shit together. So we work on everybody else's time. It ain't us. I don't build chassis. My chassis man build my chassis. I work with his time.
I ain't crying about that. I ain't saying nothing about that because my shit been working on for a while. In which, you know, like I said, my guy who fucking with the car, I was just getting wired up and shit, some nickname shit. And, you know, we be taking him out of town. He be tuning on the cars and shit. So, like you said, hey, y'all have me out of town. I can't hardly work on the damn car on the weekend because he run a business through the week. So I told him, shit, man, fuck it. We finna have to goddamn just race without you. We got to get down the track one way or another without you. We still going to go the race without you. You see what I'm saying? So, shit, we probably could be getting our ass whooped a couple times, to be honest with you. So, but, you know, that's the reason why, because I need to be working on the other side to try to get the other shit ready. But you know, shit, we probably going to be getting our ass whooped a couple times, so we're going to be tuning on that motherfucker ourselves.
Yeah,
I'm still going to race. I'm still not going to use that as no excuse. I'm still going to go on grass race. You know, I ain't going to put my life savings up. I'm never going to put my life savings up. But, shit, I'm going to tune on. I'm going to work the Progressor myself, you know. I know how to work that motherfucker. I know how to read that motherfucker. That's why I got Progressor on my car, because I know how to work that motherfucker. If the tuner wants to stay at home, I might get my ass beat. I might win. But hell, I can work that. I can work that percentage and ramp it in quicker and stretch it out and all that shit. I can do. I ain't that stupid. Why I can't say, bring it in at 1 second or 08 or some bullshit like that. You know what I'm saying? But I got to have him working on the other shit now to get the other shit ready. Cause it's time for the other shit to come out now. Cause I'm gonna start smacking motherfuckers. I mean smacking the shit out of them.
I can't talk
about it till I'm ready, so ain't nothing to talk about.
I'm finna smack some motherfuckers around, I can tell you that. Motherfuckers finna get smacked around. Dunye, Tony Bynes, Tony Wright, shit, all the Tonys. Any motherfucker named Tony with a car. It ain't gonna fuck him out. Yeah, that's just business though, about it. You know, ain't no excuses in this shit. It's either you doing it or you ain't. And like I said, and that go for me, you, and anybody else. That's why I grab me a team of motherfuckers. We're gonna always have something running. I said, shit, I ain't got but one or two goddamn cars, a couple
more. Hey, you know
I
what?
Blow this shit up, and they blow one of their cars up, we'll have nothing ready. See,
hey,
so y'all got to team
mouthful,
up.
Hey, Wick, you just said a mouthful right there. You grab a team of motherfuckers. We ain't got that up here.
Yes, you do. You got Maine. You got Three Love. You got a team of motherfuckers that's on your team, Leon.
But
you got that working their cars.
Down.
I'm working my team
off.
See, what I did, I got with my team. I said, look here, man. You serious about racing or you playing? Whatever, because, you know, I locked your ass in Pakistan. Call C some motherfucker. Well, they say, lock me in. Book me. I said, okay. And I got people coming to me right now when they see me at the track. Hey, Whit, I want you to be in charge of my motherfucking car, man. I want a race. I said, you sure? Hell yeah. I said, all right, now, because I locked that motherfucker in. I ain't paying no lock up on no motherfucking car. Man, lock me in, man. I'm ready to race. I said, all right, I ain't got no problem. You that BT. BT was standing right there. I said, all right. Yeah, you finna get locked in. And shit, I worked that car. I said, you want to run that car with them? Yeah, I run that car. How much? $1,500, $2,000. I said, all right, hold on. Go to the A-man boy over there, want to run you. And shit, stick me a little something in the park. And shit, hope the goddamn car stick my money in with you. I'm booking a motherfucker. I'm racing. Get the shit together, Leon. I book you.
Hey, I'm coming together. I'm just doing what I want. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. It's gonna be all right.
That's what you got to do. You got to work main car. Any car that got a war person, work that motherfucker as a team. This is long performance. This is long performance
hey,
team.
Hey, Wick, you know what? I done tried that. I ain't booking my car. Three little car. Fuck the rest of them because they ain't gonna treat each other
half.
Hey, Wick, I could bet you $100 to a penny right now. If I call Philo and say, let's go, if this car ready, let's go to Mississippi to Wick's race. Philo, they're going to say, well, let me see you, Tiny. He's going to be ready to go. You know what I'm saying? Help
yeah,
him out.
Yeah, Philo's going to go. Yeah, he's going to go.
So I stick with two cars that I know we can jump on this motherfucking highway and go, and you know that. The rest of them won't do that. That's why it's hard to stick with somebody because they don't do that. You know, be honest. To be honest, while my motor getting freshened up, and it wasn't so much cutthroat, we should have had a motor in the contract now trying to go to somebody's race. But it don't work that way.
Well, see, you just ain't got the right motherfuckers up there with you. See, these motherfuckers down here.
You know
we team
you
up.
Know
yeah, see, that's the problem. We
it used, to, it used to be like that, though.
Yeah.
And you know, as long as you've been on, you see me, who you see with me?
Three Love and Drag and all that boy.
So you know, if me and him ain't together, if something wrong or something show up or something hurt our pockets or something, but you know, me and him going to go race. They don't do that.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you just got to. You know, that's why I say shit. You know, I got a good team, man. That's why I say shit. I love my team.
You do. You got a damn good ass team.
Yeah, I love my team, man.
Y'all got a damn good ass team. I ain't taking nothing from you. You, Tyler, folks. Y'all got some good ass teams, man.
Yeah, when they tell me take the car on with me, you know, go ahead home, man. And even if I can't make it. We'll go over there and take care of the business. We'll go over. Don't worry about it. We'll go over there. We know you got to go to the funeral or whatever it may be. Well, shit, that's what I'm talking about.
I got a man right now. They got three cars, and they're ready to go. And you know when I get